InfoWars. Tomorrow's news, today.
I've studied their attack profile and what they're doing at every angle to bring down civilization, cutting off the energy, dissolving the borders, creating race war. Their next moves will be cyber attacks and power outages.
Globalists are going to cut our power off and say the Russians did it.
It might be, hackers took down a part of the power grid.
How many times have I said they're going to blow the power grid up and say Trump supporters did it?
Well, tonight, the nation's intelligence agencies are warning of cyber threats from Russia and are urging U.S. critical infrastructure defenses to be reinforced.
Homeland Security is warning of a potential troubling escalation in tactics from right-wing extremists.
It wouldn't take much to throw the entire country into darkness.
We've seen the FBI say the number one terror threat is domestic right-wingers.
Specifically those who advocated for the superiority of the white race.
They've now defined it as fascism if you support President Trump.
What do you mean by semi-fascism?
You know what I mean.
Fascist pro-Trump paramilitary groups.
And then now we start seeing headlines at the top of Drudge yesterday. You know, imminent. Trump's calling for violence. Trump's calling for insurrection. January 6, 2.0.
Threats of violence from homegrown extremists are growing in the wake of the insurrectionist attack on the Capitol January 6th.
And if you look at all the pre-programming data points that are there, they're hyping this up.
The grid is a sprawling target. There are actually three in the U.S., the Eastern, Western, and Texas has its own. Should a transformer explode, the system is designed to trigger a localized grid-preserving blackout. But if several sections of the grid go down at the same time, the shutdowns can cascade like dominoes.
There's very few number of substations you need to take out in the entire United States to knock out the entire grid.
Pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen as a small disturbance in comparison.
Growing concerns over white supremacy in America as President Biden issues this new warning about the threat that it poses.
The most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy.
This is not going to be the end of MAGA terrorism. This will only be the beginning.
We are tomorrow's news today. The political combine that seized control of this nation criminally is in full panic mode and is already in the process of framing the loyal, patriotic American resistance as white supremacist terrorists. That's the bottom line. And we're here to talk about not just what was happening in the past or what's currently happening, but what's happening in the future. It's good to be back in the broadcast chair. Good to broadcast last night with Kent and, of course, Dr. Mikovits, Kent Heckenlively, and Dr. Judy Mikovits. And today we're going to have the great Drew Hernandez, one of my favorite reporters, on the third hour. We're having to censor the video he sent us because it's so brutal, of the, quote, gay pride event in Tempe, Arizona. We got other ones around the country that finally the news is actually showing but saying it's good. People peeing on each other, defecating, beating each other with bullwhips. But even though national news is going to show this, we're going to blur it out because we're not going to put this type of crap out. And, of course, people take their children to this as part of the religious services of corrupting and destroying their minds. This is what the country's turned into. But remember, Gillette and others run ads at the Super Bowl, what, 3 years running, where if a guy sees a girl at the mall and says, hey, how are you doing? Can we buy you a coffee? A guy steps in and goes, whoa, that's rape. Talking to a woman's rape. Now, shaking your penis in a five-year-old's face, that's liberal. Men don't talk to women, that's evil. But pedophiles, your children need to be handed over to them immediately. We got a big broadcast lineup today. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. Sold out for more than a year, we now have back in stock a limited run of our extremely popular tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste full of essential oils, back in stock
at InfoWarsStore.com. And another great product, sold out for almost a year, is our activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste as well. These are both incredible for your gums, polish your teeth, amazing to counter gingivitis, and they fund the InfoWar. There are no fillers in these products. These are fluoride-free, next-level toothpaste, 10,000 of each tube, limited run, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the operation, plus these are incredible products you need. So the Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening and the Activated Charcoal Essential Oil Toothpaste are now both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support, but regardless, these are great products you need. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for both these great toothpaste back in stock.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, it's indictment watch. President Trump's lawyers are meeting with the Justice Department. The word is indictments could be imminent, but to make it look bipartisan and fair, they're going to be indicting Hunter Biden. Maybe even on the same day that President Trump is indicted. That is the word. That's the latest intel. This is very politically charged. The deep state could change its mind any minute, but right now the decision's being made to plunge this country into potential civil war. Also, the power structure is panicking. Big Washington Post article that's up on InfoWars.com. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., test the conspiratorial appetite of the Dems. In many polls, he's only 5 points behind Biden. And in other polls, he's dead heat with Biden. And in a few polls, he's ahead of Biden. Unprecedented. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is not testing the conspiratorial appetite. He knows Democrats have woken up in droves. He knows the Democrats know the CIA helped ship in the drugs. He knows that the average Democrat is sick of the establishment and doesn't like drag queen pedophile time. He knows the average Democrat didn't like lockdowns or the poison shots as well. And that's why he's so incredibly popular, because we're not just making inroads in the Republican Party with Trump. We're making inroads of common sense and sanity with Kennedy. Kennedy's come out and said, the carbon tax is an Enron scam developed with Enron and the Clintons back in the 90s for total control to make us poor and track everything we do. He's come out and said the borders can't be wide open, that they're using the giant migrant waves they created with lockdowns to create a permanent underclass that the deep state controls. Bingo. He's coming out on every front exposing the new world order. Robert F. Kennedy tests the conspiratorial appetite of Democrats. One of the most famous living descendants of the most famous American political dynasty shows early strength against Biden in polls. They are scared. Very, very scared right now. And I can tell you that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is 100% the real McCoy. I disagree with some of his policies, but his father and his uncle were murdered by the deep state. And he has continued to attack all their major operations. Now, we can say the jury's still out on Elon Musk, but he's definitely turning the right direction, like turning a big ship around. Is he 180 degrees different than what he used to be? No. But I'd say he's about 90 degrees from where he used to be. The ship has made a turn halfway going in the right direction. And look at the 50-plus percent drop, some estimates are 59% drop in revenue at Twitter since he bought it, with the entire deep state piling on to destroy Elon Musk right now with criminal investigations open. That's what I look at. Is Elon Musk for real? Is he joining us? Well, they just pulled all his money and they're coming after him with indictments. Yeah, he's definitely pissed him off. He's definitely made a break with him. It's not fake. Kennedy's not fake for sure.
Musk was with them before, but is now turning against him because he at least is an opportunist at worst. At best, he's woken up completely, which is the right thing to do. I mean, once you wake up and fight evil, it's addicting. Why would you want to be on the wrong team? I mean, to me, it's so easy, like, to just join God and freedom and justice and just tell the truth, and you feel so good, and you're so strong, and your discernment's amazing, and you're with the people, and you're with your ancestors, and you're doing the right thing, you're pro-human. But they're coming after Musk from every angle right now, and it's not a fake attacks. It's real. So put a feather in his cap right there. You'll know a man by his enemies. Twitter U.S. ad sales plunged 59% as woes continue. And he even does stuff like bring in the token WEF person to try to get the money. That's out of desperation. But I can tell you, the censorship on Twitter is gone, I'd say, by 95%. And if the token individual Alex Jones has to remain banned, because that's a bridge too far for Musk, I actually understand it. He's got to be able to get the company righted first before he can do the right thing. And it's bigger than Alex Jones. It's about showing an open, free platform compared to the others that explodes, which it is exploding in users, to then show how the other big platforms are totally controlled and how intelligence agencies run them and how they're surveilling and spying on people. I mean, I just cannot sit here and attack Elon Musk when he's turned things around so much. I really respect David Icke. I've asked him to come on and talk about Musk. I think he's right that Musk is for brain chips and driverless cars and, you know, all this other crazy New World Order stuff, the low Earth satellites. I agree. I didn't like Musk. And I still don't trust him. But they're really trying to destroy him right now. So what does David Icke think is really going on? I want David Icke on. I really want him on the show, because I respect him, and I thought he was wrong in the past, and he almost always turns out to be right. But then, so what should we do? Just let Soros and others shut down Twitter so it's 100% controlled? I mean, maybe Musk's long game is to look like a patriot, but screw us in the end. Okay, well, when he turns against us, we'll go after him then. My whole point is it the enemy of my enemy, my friend? The old Arabic saying? Maybe we should open the phones up about Musk and ask that question. In fact, let's do that today. Who do you like the best, or who do you think's the worst? Trump, Elon Musk, or Robert Kennedy Jr.? Who do you think's for real? Who do you think's not for real? What are your issues with the three men? My instincts tell me Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is 100% real. Real in his mistakes as well. Real in policies that are wrong. But I see him breaking with all the leftist policies. He's the real environmentalist for 40, 50 years, the real guy that got so much done, like cleaning up toxic waste and things like that that are real. He says the modern environmental movement is a giant power grab by the World Economic Forum and Prince Charles to enslave humanity. Totally true. You don't say that unless you're a good guy. He's come out against the open borders. He's not up there harping on gun control. Now he's saying psychotropics cause most of the mass shootings, and they're the issues, not the guns. I mean, he's literally... If Musk has turned 90 degrees away from evil, I would say Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has turned 170 degrees away. He's got 10% to go, and he's Alex Jones. And they'll run that headline, oh, Jones says Robert F. Kennedy's almost like him. Well, I'm populist. I'm pro-freedom. I'm pro-common sense. I'm pro-life. I'm pro-self-defense. I mean, anything we really stand for, you sit back and look at, it's common sense, people. So it's not like you're becoming Alex Jones. You're becoming an American again. Yes, my political worldview, what I said was going to happen, happened, because I study the actual real controllers. I don't follow the rabbit trails and distractions and diversions. Yes, the whole world's Alex Jones now, because the whole world wants freedom. But it's not my dogma. It's that I see what's happening. And once you get in my perspective and take the blinders off, you see it too. We all see the same thing once we take the blinders off. That's the experience here that's taking place. You're not being brainwashed by a cult how to see the world. Two men can have a baby. We're saying XY chromosomes, two men can have a baby. We're saying fentanyl will kill you. Don't take it. We're saying open borders are designed to destroy our sovereignty. This is reality-based information. It's not hard. All you're doing is putting the sunglasses on and like they live. That's all. And does Rowdy Piper have to get in a big fight with the black construction worker?
and both of them get their ass kicked in the process. It's a ridiculous battle that shouldn't have happened. But finally, when he makes him put the sunglasses on, he goes, oh, my God, I wish I'd have just listened and put them on. Hey, just look at it from our perspective. Study the New World Order. Don't listen to the New York Times saying, don't ask questions, don't do your own research. Those are real quotes. Cult leaders tell you don't ask questions. Cult leaders tell you you've got to follow what they say. We're not promoting a cult. We're promoting freedom. In fact, we're promoting anything. We're promoting the cult of free will and the cult of humanity in our future designed by God. The cult of freedom. I guess we are a cult. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. A lot better of the cult of slavery. Sold out for more than a year, we now have back in stock a limited run of our extremely popular tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste full of essential oils back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Another great product sold out for almost a year is our activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste as well. These are both incredible for your gums, polish your teeth, amazing to counter gingivitis, and they fund the InfoWar. There are no fillers in these products. These are fluoride-free, next-level toothpaste, 10,000 of each tube, limited run, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the operation, plus these are incredible products you need. So the Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening and the Activated Charcoal Essential Oil Toothpaste are now both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support, but regardless, these are great products you need. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for both these great toothpaste back in stock. Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular ever happened. They've got quadrillions of stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they can control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants. Ladies and gentlemen, the truth, the solution is laying right there in front of you, hidden in plain view. Please listen to me in the next 60 seconds. If you go to Wikipedia, it has links to the UN's own website where they admit the number one cause of cognitive disability in the world is iodine deficiency. The number one preventable cause of intellectual disability is lack of real pure iodine in the body as they bomb us with the bad halogens, bromine, bromide, chlorine, and so much more. Upwards of 2 billion people in a Lancet Medical Journal study in 2007 worldwide have cognitive disabilities because they don't have high-quality iodine. Most iodine is bound to other elements. You don't absorb it. We have X3, all three types of the good iodine together that supercharges your body. X3 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's being sold out for over 6 months for 25% off. X3, back in stock. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. There is a war for the future happening right now. There is a war that will control my destiny, your destiny, our children's destinies. And that war is something that we can win, but it takes dedication. It takes commitment. That's why I ask listeners respectfully to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy great products that will enrich and empower your life while keeping us on air at the very same time. InfoWarsStore.com to get a signed or unsigned copy of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, Ultimate Bone Broth, Back in Stock, Nitric Boost, the amazing CBD oil we have that's the highest quality you're going to find anywhere at more than half off. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, some of the very best products. And a lot of you have never shopped at InfoWarsStore. You've been watching for years, you've been listening for years, but you've never taken the step to go to InfoWarsStore. These are great products that really work and are amazing. Plus, they keep us on air. So again, please take action. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
things are really heating up. Jack Dorsey, the former founder and CEO of Twitter, has endorsed Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for president. And today at 2 p.m. Eastern, we're going to cover it live. Elon Musk to host Democrat presidential candidate RFK Jr. on Twitter Space. And then later in that hour, Drew Hernandez will be joining us. I also want to give the toll-free number out and take your calls on that major subject I raised. I want to get your take on it, and you're welcome to bring up any other topic you like. But I want to hear from listeners. We're going to do first-time callers specifically on who do you like best, just as an anti-globalist. Who do you trust? Who do you not trust? Trump, RFK Jr., Elon Musk. We can throw DeSantis into the mix, though DeSantis has faded quite a bit. I still like a lot of what DeSantis is saying and doing, but taking on Trump, especially after they indicted Trump, just isn't going to work. That's a larger question. Why did they indict Trump knowing it was supercharging? Well, because they can't help themselves. So it's all coming up today. We've got a lot of military news. We've got a lot of economic news, power supply news. Also, Hillary Clinton gave over $300,000 to an extremist group who destroys art in protest of climate change and slashes tires. But does she go to prison? Absolutely not. We've got so much to cover. You can't make this up. Ungrateful illegal aliens stage protest at Budget Hotel in London, demand private rooms, better Wi-Fi, and more financial assistance. Same thing's now happening in New York. Climate activists are trying to fire Toyota's chairman for questioning their EV obsession when he points out that EVs use more carbon than gasoline vehicles. But again, it's not about saving the earth. Carbon's not bad. It's about getting rid of fuel and then having a bridge to nowhere. That's all coming up today. Also, Texas Governor Greg Abbott signs bill banning medical transition of children. And the left has gone completely insane. We'll be covering that. And I'll give the toll-free number out here in a moment so you can start your engines for first-time callers. But I want your take on Musk, Trump, RFK Jr., and Ron DeSantis. But I can tell you, for people out there that think everything's controlled, it's not. When something comes out of the CFR or the UN, or you see something on CNN or ABC, that's controlled. But as the old globalist system falls apart, there are going to be a lot of groups that break with it. Doesn't mean they're good in every case either. Communist China was set up by the New World Order, by the Anglo-American establishment. It double-crossed them starting about 9 years ago. Now there's a major split happening. Doesn't mean China doesn't still have spies here. Doesn't mean there isn't an incestuous relationship, but the honeymoon's over. Russia is not controlled by the globalists. Doesn't mean Russia's good either, but it's its own power block. And Trump saw the New World Order failing and came in to basically try to take it over. Would he have been good if he was able to get into full control? I don't know. He went along with warp speed. Don't like that. Did a lot of other good stuff, like getting rid of Roe v. Wade. It's complex. But I know I'm for real. And I know our listeners are for real. And I know we want liberty and freedom. And I know we've changed the world. And I know I'm not for sale. And I know that I'm the master of my own destiny. God is my North Star. Leads, guides, and direct me. But I know that I'm for real. I know I've never backed down or sold out. And I know many other people that are for real as well, like Mickey Willis and Del Bigtree, who did a great job this weekend with the premiere of Plandemic 3, The Great Awakening. And I know you're for real. So that's what I want you to know, that there's not just evil in this universe. There's good as well. And that's what we represent. Imperfect as we are, still, we love God. We love justice. We love freedom. We love life. We love our children, and we love having a pro-human future. So the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX on this live Monday, June 5th, 2023 broadcast. Now, let me spend a few minutes on this. You have 48 hours to get our best-selling tri-iodine product, X3, for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. You notice X2 has been sold out for 7, 8, 9 months. The manufacturing process is so hard with X2. that it was supposed to be here 4 months ago. It's not here. I don't know when X2 is coming. It's pure deep earth crystal iodine. This has deep earth crystal iodine in it as well, but we add two other types because it helps some people with better absorption. But all three good types are in X3. And on average, X3 is just as popular as X2. X3, though, we got a limited supply, is going to sell out very soon. So, Wednesday, it'll go back to regular price. If you want X3, get it today at InfoWarsStore.com. It has the atomic iodine, and then it has the other two types of iodine as well, potassium iodine and sodium iodine, along with the pure atomic iodine. I was talking to chemists and scientists 5 years ago, and they said, you know, some people cannot absorb pure iodine. Most people cannot absorb bound iodine. But this has all three types of what is seen as the good types together in a synergistic. If you want X3, it's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds our operation. We're going to have to end the sale on Ultimate Krill Oil as well because it's running low. Ultimate Fish Oil is not super low yet, but it's going to end as well. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And I had accounting meetings last Friday. And again, we are right in the edge of the red. Free Speech Systems is going to have its bankruptcy plan approved in the next 2 months. The judge has basically said that. If we can prove that we're going to be profitable and go forward, but we're barely profitable. So the only way free speech gets shut down right now is in this reorganization is if you don't buy the products. So these are great products you need. They do amazing things and they fund this historic broadcast that's got its most important work to do in the future. We've already achieved so much together, but it really is up to you. You need high quality water filtration. You need high quality air filtration. You need X3. You need, if you want 10 hours of clean energy, amazing nootropic energy, Turbo Force, Brain Force, Brain Force Ultra. You need Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil. You need to experience full spectrum CBD oil, the highest quality, the highest rated at over 50% off what leading competitors sell it for. We have the best products. We have great films and great books and, two limited edition t-shirts that when they're gone, they're gone. Alex Jones for president and Trump political prisoner. We have a new shirt about to be announced next week. So if you want to get those limited edition shirts, they're there. But just please take action. I want to thank you for your support. InfoWarsStore.com. But the future of this broadcast is in your hands. And again, we've got so much important projects and new work coming up. And I don't want to just be barely surviving. I want to have more funds like we used to have so that our reporters can be at the border and be at Bilderberg and be at the RNC and be at the DNC and be at the riots and be at all the big events, which we're starting to do again. I've got 5 or 6 reporters I want to hire right now who are willing to come on for peanuts. But we don't have the money, much less to send them out. But if you'll just take action, and if a larger percentage of you will decide to get great products ready to ship to your door right now and take action in the revolution, get great products, we'll fund this operation to 360 Win. The only way we fail is you don't take action. But regardless, you owe it to yourself to experience Ultimate Krill Oil. You owe it to yourself to experience X3 now, about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. All I want is your word of mouth and to tell people to tune into the show and to share the clips. And you're doing it and it's having a bigger effect than ever. And please keep us on air while still getting great products. I mean, you really need to get our full spectrum CBD oil. So good for your joints and bones and your neurological systems. You really need to get our Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil. You really need Turbo Force and our clean energy. Everybody needs X3, the tri-iodine. It'll take everything in your body to the next level. Most people have iodine deficiencies. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get X3. It doesn't just fund the operation. These are game-changing products. These are amazing products. InfoWarsStore.com. Also back in stock, the essential oil-infused charcoal, activated charcoal toothpaste is over-the-top excellent. Also, finally back in stock, limited shipment, we have the ultimate tooth whitening toothpaste, the coral calcium toothpaste, infused essential oils, back in stock. Some toothpaste back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please take action now. Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months. And it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just
wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. BrainForce Plus is great. BrainForce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. TurboForce, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
This is Adam King, host of The Adam King Show, joined by the one and only Greg Reese of The Reese Report. We wanted to hop on and send everybody to InfoWarsStore.com. Click this QR code right above Greg Reese. Buy yourself a Faraday cage, Super Male Vitality, or what Greg has. Greg, what do you got there?
If you really want to treat yourself to something nice, get yourself an Alexa Pure water filter and get clean, healthy water whenever you want it, wherever you want it. Even if the water pressure goes out, the gravity-fed water filter has got you covered.
Absolutely. And we couldn't do any of this without listener support. I was telling Greg earlier, we're like the real NPR of the based right. So click that QR code right there on your screen right now. Take out your phone. Click that QR code. It'll take you directly to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy something. Support the InfoWar. Keep Alex Jones, Lauren Schwoyer, Harrison Smith, Greg Reese, Adam King, and the rest of us on air. Do it today. Do it now. Support the InfoWar.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Imagine being a deep state operative who makes a couple hundred thousand dollars a year, even high level, working against your own interests, knowing you're destroying the country and the world, knowing you're literally going along with a system that's geoengineering the planet to collapse the atmosphere, that's shipping in fentanyl, that's dissolving borders, that's creating systems of pedophilia, that's promoting inflation and crime and destruction, and literally destroying your own future, but you do it because it's the only job you've got and you hope you come out on top. And then imagine seeing great candidates like RFK Jr. and Donald Trump. Both of them aren't perfect, but they are promoting humanity and prosperity. And then actively working to suppress those candidates. And looking at the crypt keeper nature of Pelosi and Feinstein and Biden falling down literally and figuratively every day. Twitter co-founder Jack Dorsey endorses Robert F. Kennedy Jr. 2024 presidential race. Twitter co-founder Jack Dorsey on Sunday officially endorsed Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for president, saying he was the best Democratic candidate who had a shot at beating Republican rivals Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump. The endorsement came in a Twitter post from Dorsey, who shared a clip of Fox News' Harris Faulkner interviewing Kennedy titled, "Robert F. Kennedy Jr. argues he can beat Trump and DeSantis in 2024. I'm going to play that clip coming up next segment. "He can and he will," Dorsey commented. A Twitter user asked Dorsey whether he was endorsing Kennedy or just predicting. "Both," Dorsey replied.
Another user commented that the DNC would never allow Kennedy to become the Democrat nominee. True, but they seem to be more irrelevant by the day, Dorsey said. You know, I was told by some pretty high-level people when I was banned on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Google, Apple, and hundreds, literally hundreds of other systems, even small systems, Roku, the list goes on and on, LinkedIn, that, hey, Jack Dorsey's actually on your side, and if you'll just quote, you know, lay low and not be too provocative, he's going to leave you on Twitter. Now, that's a load of crap, and I went and protested him in Washington, got in his face, and then they banned me that next day, or I guess that afternoon. But then I was talking to a very well-known talk show host, as well-known as it gets, and he showed me on his phone at dinner. He goes, look, here's Jack Dorsey talking about you, saying Alex Jones is always right, and he really knows what's going on, and I can't wait till this all breaks out, and the system becomes totally irrelevant. But right now it's too dangerous to buck them, but hopefully the awakening accelerates. And so I was like, wow, Jack Dorsey really is a listener and really was trying to fight within the system. I mean, I read the text message, but I still say, well, maybe he's playing both sides, and maybe he is. But now look at this with the endorsement of Robert Kennedy Jr., who literally comes out and says the border shouldn't be wide open. It's a plan to collapse the U.S. with a permanent underclass. That the carbon taxes and modern environmentalism is a criminal, multinational banking cartel takeover to enslave us and track everything we do. Totally true with the ESGs. And, oh, no, it's not the guns we should take. It's the drugs the kids are on that every shooter is on, the serotonin reuptake inhibitors, the Prozac drugs. I mean, just bingo, 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 bingo. Arrest Fauci. Arrest Bill Gates. He has directly got a death wish like his father and uncle had. And they may, history repeats itself, they may kill Trump and RFK or Elon Musk or all three of them in the next couple of years. And then you'll know how real they are. I'm not fully saying Elon's for real, but Trump is for real with his faults. RFK is for real with his faults. And Elon, I believe, has looked at the tea leaves and has decided to throw his lot in with us. I mean, because he's doing things that are irrevocable to the New World Order. When he got up 3 months ago at the World Government Summit in Dubai and said, your world government's evil and dangerous and bad, and we should stop it, and you're bad, and you're attacking free will. We shouldn't have one ring to rule them all and in the darkness bind them. And then he comes out with all this other stuff. And you say, well, his brain chip killed some monkeys, and he wants to brain chip us. I'm not... If you've been in a car wreck and have epilepsy and you get a brain chip to heal you, that's great. I'm not against technology. What I'm against is them trying to make us have it to live and buy and sell, or to say in the future, oh, to sign up for this college, you got to have this chip, or to sign up for college, you got to have this shot. Elon is against all of that. And I'm not saying I trust him or endorsing. And I don't even like 5G. He's pushing that. But that's because all the other stuff works and isn't as bad as 5G biologically. But I'll tell you this. I'd love to be able to live in the middle of nowhere and have Starlink. So, you can be in the middle of the desert, in the middle of the, I mean, anywhere, and just do your show. I mean, so let's not lie about us not wanting these innovations. We want innovations. We want them to serve us, not serve the New World Order. And Musk is exposing how these innovations are being set up to control us. So more and more, he's doing the right thing, and I'm only going to encourage him while he's doing that. It's that simple. All right, I want to start going to your phone calls. There's so much news I haven't even dug into yet. Let me get to the calls next segment. Let me go ahead and hit some of the energy news. You know, I got up this morning, and I saw the combined efforts on Yahoo, AP, Reuters, Drudge, everywhere. The big push is, isn't it terrible? The Saudi Arabians are screwing us. The Saudi Arabians are going to raise gas prices because the Saudi Arabians are cutting oil production a million barrels a day, which sounds like a lot. It's not. Coming up in July. Here's the headline right here. So, who cut off the Keystone Pipeline
that was going to deliver more than 1 million barrels a day to be refined on the Texas-Louisiana border in the Houston-Shreveport refinery kingdom and Texas City and all the rest of it. Who cut that off? Oh, Biden. Who cut off the offshore drilling? Oh, Biden. Who killed all the new permits? Biden. Who killed... He goes on and on. Biden, 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 Biden. So I'm not here to worship the Saudi Arabians. In fact, it came out again last week that they are financing the green movement to shut off our drilling here. Came out yesterday. The Russians spent $80 million over several years in Europe to finance not having oil drilling in Europe. Yeah, it's the big oil companies, including ExxonMobil, Texaco, BP, that are the main funders of the environmental movement, look it up, to shut down all the small and medium-sized companies. They want a monopoly. They're behind the EVs as well. So people have to start understanding how this really works. Saudi Arabia is slashing oil supply. It could mean higher gas prices for U.S. drivers. And they go on to say, oh, the crown prince is a bad guy, and he's screwing us. Well, they're the ones that have undermined oil production and caused oil prices to just go down to a point where they can't even get the money to explore and get the oil. And so they're saying we're going to protect the oil market by cutting production. And there's two ways to handle supply and demand. When the demand goes down because of them artificially suppressing it, you cut production so there's less of it, so the price goes up. That's 101 economics. So, is Saudi Arabia to blame? Yes, they're to blame. But more to blame is the criminals that run our government. Why don't they want us to be energy independent? Why don't they want us to be a net exporter and the world's biggest exporter like we were just 3 years ago? Now we're not. Why are they sabotaging us? Because the globalists can make deals with Saudi Arabia and get a cut of it. But when some medium-sized Texas oil company, say worth $1 billion, that has, say, 5,000 employees, that's actually drilling wells, exploring it, getting it. There's hundreds of companies that are $100 million, $500 million, $1 billion that make up a big part of the oil industry in America. But we're one of the only places in the world that have an independent oil and gas industry. And this is all about shutting that down. We used to have thousands of meat packers. Now we got three companies that do it. Farmers make no money. The ranchers make no money, but the meat packers make it all. It's a scam.
All I want is your word of mouth and to tell people to tune into the show and to share the clips. And you're doing it. And it's having a bigger effect than ever. And please keep us on air while still getting great products. I mean, you really need to get our full spectrum CBD oil. Still good for your joints and bones and your neurological systems. You really need to get our ultimate krill oil, ultimate fish oil. You really need Turbo Force and our clean energy. Everybody needs X3, the tri-iodine. It'll take everything in your body to the next level. Most people have iodine deficiencies. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get X3. It doesn't just fund the operation. These are game-changing products. These are amazing products. InfoWarsStore.com, also back in stock. The essential oil-infused charcoal, activated charcoal toothpaste is over-the-top excellent. Also, finally back in stock, limited shipment. We have the ultimate tooth-whitening toothpaste, the coral calcium toothpaste, infused essential oils, back in stock. The toothpaste back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please take action now.
I want to thank all of you over the years who have supported InfoWars financially and with word of mouth and prayer. All the success that we've had together against the globalists and the fact that we're not caught flat-footed during their major takeover is because of you. Humanity has a real fighting chance. I just want to thank you all for buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, like books and films and supplements and water filtration, air filtration, so much more. But for those of you that want to actually give us a straight donation so we get almost 100% of the money to fund our operation during this critical time, go to InfoWarsStore.com and right at the top, you'll see a link to make a straight donation. A one-time donation of $5, $10, $50, or a recurring donation you can cancel anytime. I want to thank all you that have donated. I want to encourage those of you out there that want to support freedom to take action now and be part of the global awakening, the new renaissance that's countering the Great Reset, by going to InfoWarsStore.com and clicking on the donate button and giving today. Thank you so much for your support. Please take action.
You need to get
coordinated with not only your food, but also your health supplements, because it's going to be a matter of life and death. So support InfoWars Store. Listen, you need to put it as a priority, because you don't know, I don't know, Alex and I are telling you how late it is before midnight strikes. And again, magnesium is critical for your muscles and everything. Krill oil. What I'm watching right before my eyes is a composite overview of nutritional supplements that will keep you alive. And I would urge everyone, maybe you don't take vitamins, maybe you don't take nutritional supplements, but the day will come. Vitamin C and zinc, absolutely imperative for the cold. DNA Force, absolutely imperative. Mineral Fusion, absolutely. As you're drinking filtered water, a lot of it will become demineralized. You have to have these products.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular ever happened. They've got quadrillions in stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they can control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home
to the place.
I belong, West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home.
You know, there's an old saying, nobody knows who first came up with it, you can't con an honest man. And dealing with these globalists attacking us over the years, they just cannot believe we're not crooks like them. And to watch them beat their head against the walls, to watch them do all the things they've done to us behind the scenes, and I never even get into for a lot of reasons, is comical. They've had the FBI, they've had the CIA, they've had private security agencies out of New York, all over Austin, Texas for 5-6 years, trying to make something up about me and trying to infiltrate us and trying to set us up when we are completely straight-laced. Everything we say is above board. What you see is what you got. And they just can't deal with it. They just don't know how to. Look, we're not scum like you. Comprende? We built this country. People like us. We went to sleep and scum like you took over. And the criminals think if they can extinguish the good men and women, they're going to be safe to rule. No. You would destroy things completely. And the public in the world is waking up to that right now. I want to go to your phone calls on the big subject that I raise, but I mean, it really just comes down to this. There's a quote in Mickey Willis's new film that Dr. Martin has at the end, and it's, I actually want to find that clip. Will you guys go into the Great Awakening film, and it's one of the last things said there. And he says, to paraphrase, I want you to go out, plant your feet on the ground, not concrete, not asphalt, but get grounded. That's what it's called, grounding. And get grounded to the earth.
with the electromagnetic pulse that comes through the earth, the same one that guides the geese and all the rest of it, and the butterflies, with the magnetic cones in their brain. He doesn't say that, but that's where he's going with it. Get grounded on the earth, and then think about the universe that conspired to give you life and consciousness, and feel that timeless power that completely overwrites the New World Order and all their control and all their wanting to play God. They're not. We are in a timeless, endless universe. We have all these incredible ancestors, thousands and thousands of people back, connected to us energetically. If you had an ancestor 10,000 years ago that had your next line of ancestors, there is a genetic connection and a touch from each person to the next, an unbroken chain, electrochemically, genetically, spiritually, to that person. And all the way back before that. And our species fought for freedom and justice and liberty and beauty and creativity and free will. And we're not going to throw it away for Zuckerberg's metaverse or Bill Gates's New World Order. They're there to challenge us and make us stand up and be who we were really designed to be. And that's the process we're in right now. So yes, go stand on the grass, or stand on that hillside, or stand in that creek, or stand in that desert sand, but ground yourself to the earth that God made and realize you're part of that and you're timeless and you're part of the universe, and the New World Order doesn't have any jurisdiction over you. And it's time to say, I reject the New World Order. So the film, The Great Awakening, is up on InfoWars.com in full. I'll have it re-added to the live show feed under us. It's about an hour and 45 minutes long. It's on band.video. And if you just simply hit play and go towards the last few minutes, right before the trailer, I mean, right before the credits, it's just right there. We have it in the computer as well. And hopefully we'll have that at the start of the next hour. We'll play a few minutes of that. All right, so I asked the question earlier. Do you think Elon's a good or bad person? Do you think Trump's a good or bad person? What do you think of RFK Jr.? What do you think of DeSantis? We can't put all our eggs in one basket. We certainly can't just hope these men save us, but all four of them have the power structure at one level or another coming after them. And then the enemy's champion is the moron Joe Biden and the idiot Kamala Harris, and then their American psycho clone, Gavin Newsom. I mean, that's who's batting for the other side. What's your take on these people? Let's go to Bob in Texas on Elon and RFK. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. You're my brother from another mother. I love you.
Love you, too.
Listen, back in 1981, somebody left a spotlight newspaper at the post office, and I picked it up and read it. It really got me going. And I started scouring the newspapers every day for information about what was going on. And then I started listening to your program, and I don't have to scour the newspapers anymore. You got all the information that's out there. You are on target. You're the man.
Well, brother, you're the man. I mean, we all just want freedom. We're promoting basic liberty. But, I mean, what do you think of Elon versus RFK versus Trump?
All right. Donald Trump, I just go back and forth about him. I just don't know what to think. Elon Musk, I like Elon Musk a lot. He's a genius. He's a brilliant whatever. He's wonderful to have out there. But he would be my long shot for Antichrist if I was putting a bet at Vegas. Robert Kennedy, I got the best feeling about him all. I mean, didn't they kill not only his dad, his uncle, but also his cousin in the airline crash, airplane?
Oh, exactly. The Democratic Party was really scared of them, and so they now stole the name of the Kennedys, but have been busy demonizing and killing the real ones, and the other Kennedys are just hostages.
Yep, I got the best feeling about Robert Kennedy. I really got in my heart for him. I really do. I hope that he can do something with the Democrats and shake them up, because they need to be shook up. Now, I got one comment I want to make, Alex, that I've never heard anywhere before. It's about the pullout in Afghanistan. Remember George W. Bush gave $40 million to the Taliban because they reduced the poppy fields. And then after we got in, within 5 years, there was more production of poppies than ever before in Afghanistan. When we pulled out and left all that equipment and everything there, did we make a deal? Who's overseeing the poppy fields now? Who's protecting them?
That, you know, that is the elephant in the room, and I never said that. I never thought of that. No one that I know brought that up.
Yes. What's happened with that? What's going on? Was that a deal?
Everything you said is true. The Taliban brought production of opium down to almost zero, and then as soon as the, quote, U.S. liberated it, it went up several thousand percent above the previous record to be the biggest production point in the Golden Triangle worldwide of opium, then processed into heroin. You're absolutely right about that. Wow. And then no one discussed when they left, what'd they say? 80 billion in equipment? Some ridiculous amount. I don't even know if I believe that number.
Yeah. The most advanced stuff, just unbelievable equipment there. Yeah. Something shady with the whole thing.
And now, high-tech anti-tank weapons and anti-aircraft weapons are showing up on the Texas-Mexico border in cartel hands. Mainstream news confirms it was supposedly sent to Ukraine and then shows up here.
Also shipping through Los Angeles for years from China, going to Chicago. Cargo boxes we can't open up that are there in Chicago all
stacked
up. That's
right. Well, remember what happened like 20 years ago? It's in my first film, I guess, Lauren, 20 years ago, front of the L.A. Times. The customs agents disregarded orders, broke in to the shipping containers. They were full of full auto AK-47s to be shipped to Chicago. Remember that?
Yes, absolutely. It's unbelievable what they're doing to us. And then all these agents coming across the border, all these military-age men should be shipped all around, plus the, 4 billion rounds of ammunition and 17 different dumps around the country now, too?
And 87,000 new IRS agents and the Capitol Police are setting up offices across the country. And the feds say the American people are the enemies and they want a war with us. Let me just tell the feds something. I don't want a war with you ding-dongs. But, I mean, you think that war is going to go well? I mean, look at the Vietnamese, what they did to our hundreds of thousands of troops. And look at what the Ukrainians doing to the Russians. I mean, look, this is a fight none of us want. I don't want to jump in a wood chipper with the feds. Because we have a civil war, the feds and the American people are all going to be inside a garbage disposal together. No thanks. How about we just arrest Bill Gates and George Soros and end all this right now? All right, we'll be right back. Thank you so much, caller. Sold out for more than a year, we now have back in stock a limited run of our extremely popular tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste full of essential oils. Back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Another great product, sold out for almost a year, is our activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste as well. These are both incredible for your gums, polish your teeth, amazing to counter gingivitis, and they fund the InfoWar. There are no fillers in these products. These are fluoride-free, next-level toothpaste, 10,000 of each tube, limited run, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the operation. Plus, these are incredible products you need. So the Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening and the Activated Charcoal Essential Oil Toothpaste are now both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support. But regardless, these are great products you need. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for both these great toothpaste back in stock.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
the highway to the end of the night. End of the night. End of the night.
All right, we got loaded phone lines, but I don't want to go to you and then have you cut off. So this is a short segment. I'm going to air a very important special report. We'll go to break, and I'm going to come back and go to Cujo and Todd and Eric and Bob and Alex and Bruce and James and Jeremy and Andrew and Deb and everybody. But this is a special report that I know aired only once last week, and it's so important. And after I take calls today, I want to talk more about this. Shut off the farms to save the earth and stop starving. Cut your head off so you don't bleed to death. It's so ridiculous. It's like first ban the N-word, then ban the words mother and father. First ban toxic waste, and then now ban carbon dioxide that plants breathe. Here's a special report.
In his usual lying hysteria, John Kerry, who serves as the first U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for Climate, told a series of lies and announced that our government is planning to shut down U.S. agriculture. They call it innovation because they are confident that our pain and desperation will someday give birth to an innovative new solution. Or at least that's their cover story.
Emissions from the food system alone are projected to cause another half a degree of warming by mid-century on the current course that we are today. And instead of being on a course to be able to hold the Earth's temperature increase to 1.5 degrees, we're actually on a course to hit around 3 degrees right now. And you just can't continue to both warm the planet while also expecting to feed it. Doesn't work. And as is so often the case with respect to the climate crisis, we have to fight on multiple fronts simultaneously. This is the biggest organizational effort that I think we have faced, certainly since World War II, but perhaps ever. So we have to reduce emissions from the food system to keep the 1.5 degrees alive. Why do we have to keep 1.5 degrees alive? Because scientists, as a basis of physics and mathematics, not ideology and politics or party labels or anything else, as a matter of physics and mathematics and some biology and chemistry have told us, these are the consequences.
Everything out of his mouth is a lie. The exact opposite of what he says is true. The scientists he is referring to are almost all on the United Nations payroll. The real scientific community of the world realize that the world's climate has changed in extreme erratic ways over the years without human pollution. In one of the most recent studies, our house university researchers found that the Arctic had ice-free summers just 10,000 years ago. And ice core samples show that the Earth is in a cooling period, not a warming one. But these decrepit old gatekeepers want us all dead because the system isn't giving up control.
And I think to those in civil society, we got to push more. We got to be more militant, maybe. President Biden has demanded an all-of-government initiative. We are all working together. Every department of our government is engrossed in this. And if we make the right choices, there's no question in my mind we can win this battle.
While our food supply is under terrorist attack by our own government, the power grid is being targeted for a false flag. And a story is already being spun to blame it on American patriots. Meanwhile, the communist Chinese are meeting their bogus climate change quotas in a different way. They are spray painting rocks and sand green. And they are planting vast fields of fake flowers made of white rocks stuck on the ends of steel rebar. According to local translators, this is being done to make areas look more green in aerial photography. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Sold out for more than a year, we now have back in stock a limited run of our extremely popular tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste full of essential oils, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Another great product sold out for almost a year is our activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste as well. These are both incredible for your gums, polish your teeth, amazing to counter gingivitis, and they fund the InfoWar. There are no fillers in these products. These are fluoride-free, next-level toothpaste, 10,000 of each tube, limited run, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the operation, plus these are incredible products you need. So the Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening and the Activated Charcoal Essential Oil Toothpaste are now both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support, but regardless, these are great products you need. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for both these great toothpaste back in stock.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, a lot of stations join us in the second, third, fourth hour. So let me just recap what we've been covering. I'm asking the question, what do you think of RFK Jr. tied in the polls with the puppet Biden? What do you make of Jack Dorsey of Twitter endorsing him? What do you make of him coming out against open borders, coming out against gun control, saying it's the Prozac drugs causing the mass shootings? What do you make of him coming out against basically the entire New World Order agenda, saying the environmental movement is hijacked and is now a power grab to enslave society for the Davos Group? I mean, it's amazing. Despite all their censorship, all their attacks, he is in real polls ahead of Biden. Will they kill him like they killed his dad or his uncle? It's an incredible moment. What do you think of Trump 30 points ahead in every poll of DeSantis in a poll? What was it? Rasmussen just a couple weeks ago. He had 69% of the Republican field. How do you see all this shaking up? What do you think of Elon Musk? What do you think of Ron DeSantis? We're going to take a lot of your phone calls, but I mentioned this last hour. So I want to play the little clip now from the end of The Great Awakening, Mickey Willis's new incredible film, The Full Things at Man.video, The Full Things at InfoWars.com. Get it. Share it with everybody you know. It's hosted over at The High Wire that helped, you know, produce and promote it with Mickey Willis. It's hosted over at Mickey Willis's site. This thing's got like a $10 million budget or more. It's first rate, incredibly powerful, free, because it's about defeating the New World Order. Now it's up to you to carry the ball. But here's just a little clip from the very end with Dr. David Martin.
Before our attention was captured, before the conditioning set in, before our nature was denied, there's nothing new we have to learn. All we have to do is to remember.
And then take the hand of that memory and go out and stand on ground. Not concrete, not asphalt. Stand on ground. And see if you can feel the heartbeat of a universe that conspired to give you life. So that you once again can feel the joy of being completely human. And then never forget that moment.
That's the conclusion of the almost 2-hour film. But this really is an attack on our humanity by the devil. And if you don't have the spiritual component, you will lose. If you have the spiritual component, you will win. All right. We're going to take your phone calls right now. Cujo in FEMA Region 5, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Jones. First, Elon Musk joke, comment. What do you call a stolen Tesla?
What?
An Edison. Elon Musk kind of reminds me of Edison. I'm not a big fan of him because of all his weird stuff. But I think he's a convert now because of what happened with his son being turned transgender against him. And also he was dating and married to and had a kid with Grimes. And Grimes, then afterward, Elon Musk was cucked by Eli Manning or Chelsea Manning because they were dating. So I think he's a convert now. And I think there's going to be many other converts like him. You know,
well, that's right. His brother almost got killed by the shot. I mean, the New World Order will wake you up when it starts trying to kill you. And you realize even though you're a billionaire worth $100 billion, you're not protected.
Or rob you. You know, they'll take your money. They're thieves, too. They're devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. With DeSantis and Kennedy, they're good and everything, but Trump, he just drives the left like completely wild. So it's like he has to get back in. It was stolen from him. But I think, you know, also Trump needs like a shot clock. I don't want to see him in there for 2 years, 3 years, and the ball's not going down the
I
down
totally
the
agree. We need report down. Cards on Trump. He needs to have a contract to America of what he's going to do on what date. Because, man, did he hire a bunch of deep staters who were attacking him the whole time.
He got shanghaied with Corona. You know, what could he have done without coronavirus? Who knows?
Well, I want a pledge from Trump, no Jared Kushner.
Yeah, yeah, and also no more, you know, I have no problem with warp speed during times of crisis, but you remember Spaceballs, we can't go ludicrous speed, you know? So maybe it was a mistake, you know, I think it will all come out, you know, with Trump, but I'd like to hear more, like how you said, a contract. I think that would definitely ease my worries because...
And notice you don't even mention DeSantis in all this now.
Well, DeSantis, I'm worried about the whole Jeb Bush stuff, what the Bushes have been doing. You know, they're going to try to make some really juicy steak for some red meat for Texans and Republican far right and right and Christians to bite on. You know, same with Musk. They do all these good things, but it's hard to trust someone who's cheated you so many times. And plus, you know, all the war and abortion stuff now. We're way beyond that point. Jones, you know how it is. You got a gut. You got a third eye. You can hear the kids screaming, man. The kids need to be saved. We're way beyond the point of all of this trivia.
Absolutely. Stuff. God is pissed over all the kids getting slaughtered. If any of us think we're safe while babies in their mother's wombs aren't, you're fools. The universe always bites you in the ass. What comes around goes around. You reap what you sow. And for all the selfish people that don't care about abortion, you better care because it's going to come back on us all, people. If we don't repent, God will let us repent and wipe the slate clean if we really mean it. But that's the get-out-of-jail-free card. But if you don't play the damn card, then you have no hope. And thank you so much for calling. You know, the globalists do black magic rituals that are all about absolving themselves of bad things they've done in a Faustian ritual. They know they've got to do it. Now, their system doesn't really do that. It does it while they're alive, but not once they're dead. Doesn't protect their spirit, does some protection here. It's all about protection. The Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, wipes it out. But you got to believe it, you got to know it, you got to say it, and you got to then change your life. Faith without works is dead. And I don't mean I'm perfect, but man, I'm a lot better than I used to be. I never really get possessed, but I used to slip into demon gear. And I haven't slipped into demon gear in a long time, over a decade. And I mean, I was in demon gear when I was like 16, pretty much 24 hours a day. And the world noticed too. The world liked it. The world was like, well, red carpet. Here you go, sir. You're in charge. But not anymore. And what I get through God and the Holy Spirit is a trillion times better. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to, Eric in Tennessee. You're on the air. I'm going to skip this network break. Go ahead, Eric. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good.
So I want to talk about RFK. I think that RFK is honestly the best candidate, and I'll tell you why. Because when we think about civilian liberals, like in 2023, they are the lowest form of intelligence. They see the word conservative, and they're scared off. They're like, no conservatives, none. But you see RFK, Democratic Party, he is the realest politician I have ever seen. Donald Trump was the best president I've ever had in my life, but RFK could be the one to destroy the globalists.
He is presidential. He's super smart. He's got, you know, a messed up voice because of a degenerative disease he's got. I don't care if he used a board to type out his messages. What I care about is results. And I see him getting hardcore against the New World Order and selling Democrats that, hey, it's not the guns, it's the psychopaths on drugs. No, just having open borders is not good. Human trafficking is not good. We've got to stop this. I mean, on every subject, he is hitting on all gears.
Right. Yeah, I think that if we vote for Trump in 2024, we give the globalists what they want. They want us to be against each other. They don't want us to be united.
No, I agree. Trump's great at policy, but terrible on energizing the left. He totally energizes the left.
Right, right, yes.
Well, let's expand on that. Here's the problem. Here's the problem. I hated Bernie Sanders. He's got four vacation homes, drives $100,000 cars, which is fine if it didn't come from his wife swindling universities and pump and dumping them. I mean, they're just fat, evil, commie dirtbags that eat at the finest restaurants and wear, you know, $3,000 suits and then tell us that if somebody made their money honestly, they're bad. No, you're bad, Bernie Sanders. He literally never had a job until his 40s. Okay? Now, regardless, Bernie Sanders won the major states, won California, and the Democrats said, we don't care. Our electors are giving it to Hillary. They bragged about it on TV. Bernie Sanders won California by 60-plus percent. He won a bunch of other states by 60%. New Hampshire. Remember that? And the Democrats took it from him. That's election fraud in front of us. So here's the problem. Of course RFK Jr. is going to dominate and win. They've gotten rid of the caucuses in places like Iowa. They're getting rid of all of that so he can't even be there and campaign against Biden. So they are going to steal it from him. So I say he should start having town halls about election fraud with Trump now. Listen to me, Trump. Listen to me, RFK. You get up there together and you say, we disagree with each other on a lot of stuff. We agree on not having election meddling. And the censorship is one thing. But the Democratic Party getting rid of the caucuses in the first battleground states so there can't be those caucuses to see who Democrats really want is getting them ready to steal it on during the primaries. And they've said they're going to do it. They've said we're not letting RFK Jr. there. So RFK's in the lead right now. Most polls he's tied, but they're skewing those. He's in the lead. Obviously he's in the lead. I mean, look at the comparison here. He's getting endorsed everywhere by real people. And so the problem is he should get ahead of this now, and he should have town halls with Trump. It'll have 50 million viewers, Super Bowl numbers every night. They should have a string of town hall rallies for election integrity and not go there with the ballots and the illegals voting and the machines, which we all know happened. Go there with Professor Epstein there, who's the top expert and said Google's still in the elections by not showing you campaign info and by blocking Republican information, skewing 50 million votes or whatever, and exposing how them fixing the caucuses and fixing the primaries is fraud, and how the Democrats are trying to keep MTG and Gozer and all of them from being able to run and going to the courts trying to not allow them to even run for office. That's election meddling. All the real confirmed stuff with RFK and Trump beating that thing into the ground, then everybody will see the attempted fraud and there'll be an even bigger exodus, and then we can see real victory here. But I'm telling you, the Democrats are planning to steal it from RFK. And I think at the point they steal it from RFK, he's got to say, okay, unity party and join Trump. And if he joined Trump as his VP, it would be game over. They would get 200 million votes. No one would be able to deny any of it. They'd probably just blow up their airplane. They should never be together at the same time. What do you think about that?
Right. I've spoken with liberals, and I've talked to them about RFK, and they just see the word Democrat. And they're like, oh, yeah, well, because – these people don't know anything about Biden. They just see the word Democrat and take a buzzword for them. They're like, oh, Democrat. You know, RFK could really be the one because he is the most real politician I've ever seen. They killed his family. He has a vengeance, you know?
There's no way he's joining them after they murdered his father. It's like, hey, you got skin in the game? Oh, they killed your dad and your uncle? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's a choice. I think he's the way to go. I think he's the one who could really, really reunite America. Even like the not very smart, intelligent people who don't even care about politics, the left, the conservatives. Because could you imagine Trump and RFK in a debate? They would just agree with each other.
Let's not forget that RFK Jr. came out and said the CIA killed his uncle and his father, which we know they did.
Right, yes. It's horrific. It actually makes me very sad to even think about it. You know?
I appreciate your call. Great points. But there, I did my whole rant on it. That's another topic of discussion for everybody. But RFK Jr. and Trump need to have town hall meetings now. And Trump should not be pigheaded and see RFK as a threat. Because I'm telling you, the Democrats aren't going to let him get the nomination. But RFK doing that will destroy Biden in the deep state and then guarantee himself a position in the Trump cabinet. But knowing RFK, the Kennedys are very pigheaded, like Trump is. It's a good thing because you can't push him around. But he'll run to the point of them killing him. I don't like to make really nasty predictions. I think they're going to kill Trump and RFK Jr. probably before the election. I mean, you know they got plans drawn up on me to kill him. Folks, let me explain something. They may kill me, okay? I don't want to tell everybody this because I've been asked not to. But they have private intelligence agencies and the feds literally following me around 24/7 and doing all sorts of operations against us. And, of course, I don't do anything but go home and go to sleep. So they're really frustrated. But they've got sex ops set up. They've got everything set up, ladies and gentlemen. And it's bad. Now, if they're doing that to me, can you imagine what they're doing to RFK Jr. and Trump? That's why Kushner and his wife and all them won't even really talk to Trump now and have run off. And all the wimps have run off from Trump because he's not giving up. But they're all giving up because they were all double agents the whole time. They sit there and talk trash about Trump. They sit there and, you know, go along with it. And the reason I've been mad at Trump is I was telling him this was going on. I'm not a yes man. I don't sit there when I get a chance to talk to the president and tell him how great he is, have him tell me how great I am, and, you know, crap like that. Remember, again, he's called my wife up and telling her how great I am for like 10 minutes. I'm like, hey, sir, thanks for telling my wife how great I am. I know you think that makes me look good to my wife. It's the kind of favor other guys want. I don't want that. I want to warn you about this plan. I told you a month ago, you know, they got a Stay Behind Network run by Obama, and it's the Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act, and they've got billions of dollars in there, and they've infiltrated. They're saying you're a Russian. They're spying on you, and they're going to steal the election, the midterm and the next election. That's how they're targeting you, sir. And you've only got about 6 months until the election. This is like when he was only in there for like a year. You've only got about 6 months, sir, to stop them before they steal the midterm. You won't control the House or Senate anymore. You got to fire all of them now. You got to fire all the U.S. attorneys now. You got to fire the FBI director now. You got to fire them all now. Okay, hold on. I'm like, yeah, actually, Trump's like, okay, hold on, Alex, hold on. It's no longer this fake, hi, Alex, oh, you're so great. Thanks for all your help. I'm like, I don't want to hear how great I am. We don't have 10 minutes for you to tell my wife how amazing I am, what a man I am, what a hero I am. I don't give a freaking damn about that. These people are going to destroy everything. They're going to freaking kill your ass. Trump's like, tell me more. Well, I mean, you haven't seen Brennan on TV last week saying that one way or another you'll be removed before the midterms? And they said, what do you mean? Impeachment? And they said, no, the other thing. He goes, I'll look in. I said, sir, and I rattled like eight examples of politicians saying he'll soon be gone one way or another and making threats. And so the Secret Service investigated it, like I said, and called me about it and actually went and visited some of these people and asked them, what do you mean by this? But imagine, everybody should have been telling Trump that stuff. Everybody should have been telling Trump what was going on, but they were all too scared to do it. So you saw the headlines. Number one mission of the new White House chief of staff is to keep Trump away from Alex Jones. Remember the Washington Post headline? To keep President Trump away from InfoWars and Alex Jones, because I was telling him what was going on. Well, now he knows about it all. Now he knows I was right. And RFK Jr. doesn't need to tell me because his father and uncle, the President of the United States, were murdered by these people. So it's very simple, but I want listeners to understand, we're not playing tiddlywinks here, we're not playing croquet, we're not playing grab ass, this is not a frickin' game, people, this is a war to take over the country and enslave you and your family. You think RFK Jr. knows it's real? He knows it's real. You think Trump knows it's real? He knows it's real. But they'd all lied to him at the White House to his face how they were loyal, but behind his back, 98% of them were stabbing him in the back. President Trump banned from reading InfoWars, including these vital stories of the week.
You can't make this up. Oh, my God. James in Michigan, you're on the...
Yeah, how you doing, Alex?
Doing all right. I'm all right.
Okay, so RFK, let's say, in a woke world, he would win in a landslide. I think he should run independent. I think he should break away from the Democratic Party so they can't cancel him. I think he should, you know, take that power move. As far as DeSantis goes, I mean, what can you say about a man that did what Trump didn't do? I mean, Trump handed the country over to Fauci and his bioterrorists, and DeSantis was the only one that protected everyone and kept...
Well, I'll say this. He went along with Fauci at first, but he broke early on and did a great job once he flipped. So being wrong is okay as long as you...
He's still pro-vaccine, and I'm not cool with the pro... I'm not pro-vaccine, so... That and the fact, let's just keep it real. RFK and DeSantis are the only two of all these characters that you're naming, well, besides Jack Dorsey and Soros, they're all related and affiliated with the Epstein list. They're all kid touchers and diddlers, yeah. And that's, we know this. So, yeah, do I think they'd kill RFK? Yeah. If Trump were a real threat, I think he'd already be dead. I think they're just playing... I think Trump was one of them, and, you know, they tried to blackmail him when he visited Epstein Island. He saw the game they were playing. He turned on Epstein, made a statement against him in 95. That's pretty much what got the ball rolling for the whole left to go after him because he's now their enemy. And it's all come out that that's exactly what unfolded. So it was no conspiracy. The conspiracy is the fact that people don't believe what's the facts. So,
well, James, you're a very well-spoken, articulate man. I agree with everything you said, except Trump went to Epstein Island. They had the logs. He never went there. Obviously, Epstein was involved in the whole socialite party scene. So the fact that, you know, Trump's in photos with him, Trump is in photos basically with everybody you can imagine, from, you know, Chuck Norris to Gloria Steinem to Bill Clinton, to the king, you know, the queen of England. I mean, it's like he goes to all the biggest events. Everybody wants a picture with him. To say he's in a couple photos with Epstein. He did fly on Epstein's plane once from New York to Florida. And that's what those rich guys do and so he did do that. And if I saw his name on the Epstein Island list, I would come out against Trump, but it's not true. Why do you say he was on the plane to Epstein Island?
Well, the one time we know of, there's questionable other times, just as Bill.
No, you know, he flew from New York to Florida on Epstein's jet.
Well, with the Marlin Maples, they may be forging some documents, but they're making it look like he went there a couple of more times with Marlin Maples and what I'm finding on the internet. But the only thing, you know, that, like you said, it's not really provable. What is provable with Trump is my problem with the pro-vaccine. He's still pro-vaccine.
No, I hear you. He did it again. He did it again last week. I should have played the clip. People actually boo him at his event, and he starts bragging about it again. It makes me sick. All right, I appreciate your call. Great points, James. Todd and others, we're going to take a lot of calls when we come back. Straight ahead, InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today. InfoWars.com, the front lines of human liberty. And don't forget, we've got Plandemic 3, the best in the series, free, The Great Awakening at band.video. Get it and share it now. Sold out for more than a year, we now have back in stock a limited run of our extremely popular tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste full of essential oils, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Another great product sold out for almost a year is our activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste as well. These are both incredible for your gums, polish your teeth, amazing to counter gingivitis, and they fund the InfoWar. There are no fillers in these products. These are fluoride-free, next-level toothpaste, 10,000 of each tube, limited run, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the operation Plus, these are incredible products you need. So the Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening and the Activated Charcoal Essential Oil Toothpaste are now both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support, but regardless, these are great products you need. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for both these great toothpastes back in stock.
All I want is your word of mouth and to tell people to tune into the show and to share the clips. And you're doing it, and it's having a bigger effect than ever. And please keep us on air while still getting great products. I mean, you really need to get our full-spectrum CBD oil, still good for your joints and bones and your neurological systems. You really need to get our Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil. You really need Turbo Force Shower Clean Energy. Everybody needs X3, the tri-iodine. It'll take everything in your body to the next level. Most people have iodine deficiencies. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get X3. It doesn't just fund the operation. These are game-changing products. These are amazing products. InfoWarsStore.com, also back in stock. The essential oil-infused charcoal, activated charcoal toothpaste is over-the-top excellent. Also, finally back in stock, limited shipment, we have the ultimate tooth whitening toothpaste, the coral calcium toothpaste, infused essential oils, back in stock. Some toothpaste back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please take action now.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Thousands of former Nazis went to work for the United States government.
A flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. President Kennedy has been shot.
This is a different kind of war.
The USS Liberty had just been attacked by Israeli jets and torpedo boats.
The CIA could manipulate the news in the United States.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
It was almost as if it were a plan in both in your tankhead.
We need to go into the Capitol!
You will always have conspiracy theories. They are nothing but distractions.
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors. You silenced those voices.
What we want to do in Davos is push the reset button.
Soon as we start exposing the Great Reset, the sooner these globalists start going to prison!
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There I was completely wasting, out of work and down.
All right, we're going back to your phone calls right now. At the start of the hour, we're going to pop in when they launch this Elon Musk RFK Jr. interview, big announcement. And then Drew Hernandez will join us later in the third hour. Right now, let's get these calls on the air. Todd, thanks for calling from Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, thanks for having me on. Huge fan. We're praying for you. And as I've been listening and educating myself on Bobby Jr., and I just remember Ronald Reagan always talking about economically how much JFK was more like he was in cutting taxes and believing in growing the middle class. And when Bobby talks about his grandfather saying that we have to get ourselves to the point where we have to arm ourselves to the teeth, the private sector and the middle class. We need to make it so that it's too expensive for us to make us so strong that it, It makes it too expensive for anyone to even consider.
Yeah, that was his uncle, JFK, you know? and they both killed his uncle and his father.
Right, and we need to rebuild our industrial base and the middle class, and he's saying that stronger and with more effect than just about anybody else. So I asked myself, what is it that I can do as an individual? Now here I'm 60 years old, and I've been a Republican my whole life, and I've never ever considered changing parties, but I am right now because I'm terrified that he will not make it through the Democratic primary, and that this election has to allow the cream to rise to the top. It needs to be an open and free debate between.
Can you imagine RFK up against Trump? That would bring out the best in both of them, and it would reform the Democratic Party. They would remember when they were not pure demons. Can you imagine how that would reform the Democrats?
It would, and that's what I'm afraid they're terrified of, because they don't want the Democrats to be reminded of those principles, the principles that made that party great. And here it is. It's been hijacked by these guys who, believe in stifling the middle class and taking away free speech and everything else. So, I think they're terrified that somebody like him would have an opportunity to get on. The only thing that I can think of to do, number one, is pray. And I pray for you, by the way, every day, too, because this is spiritual warfare that we're in. And so I'm pretty sure that I'm going to be changing my party affiliation to Democrat so I can help get him through the Democrat primary here in Florida. I mean, he has to win. He has to win the Democrat primary. I don't know who is going to win the presidency, but he's got to get through. The cream has to be allowed.
No,
to
I totally agree with you. But what I'm saying here is listen, it's a no brainer. Trump and JFK or RFK Jr., JFK's nephew, must have town halls pointing out the Democrats have changed the rules for the first time ever, where there won't even be caucuses in Iowa and in New Hampshire, where you get to see what people want up front. Because they can't have him win those caucuses, which he's going to win, then he wins the whole deal. So they're going to do what they did to Bernie Sanders. Again, we hate Bernie Sanders. I hate him. So it was kind of like, well, one crook still over another crook. But they're going to try it with RFK Jr. Thank you for the call. So he and Trump have to team up now. It'll make so many Democrats swing over to Trump as well. It'll neutralize all that Republican hatred. We need a unity party. And Roger Stone's talked a lot about this. The dream ticket is Trump. RFK. Then they will never kill Trump because they do not want RFK Jr., who, let's just be honest about it, is more politically savvy and more up to speed on the New World Order than Trump. But Trump's been tortured now for 6-7 years. He's a lot more educated. And Trump did win the election. I mean, he deserves to be back in. So how exciting is reality? I mean, truth is way stranger than fiction. This is like amazing, isn't it? It's just going to get crazier. But the enemy is moving against us. You have to understand that don't take any show for granted like Tucker Carlson or myself. Look what they did to Tucker. Now they're fighting to not let him do a new show with his contract. They're trying to get us off the air right now. That's why don't take it for granted. Please pray for the show, buy the products, spread the word, please. Okay, Andrew, we're going in the order the calls are received. Andrew in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alejandro. Nice talking to you again, brother. It's hard to get in this show.
Nice talking to you, sir.
Hey, it's hard to get in the show, but I also know when it's God's will for someone to speak on this platform, because there's a ton of people that are hearing my voice right now. So I'm not going to waste this call. I will say this. Until we get the election fraud, the Dominion machines, whatever it is, then we're just talking. It sounds good, but if we can't fix that, then it's going to be a replay of what happened in 2020. Now, JFK, Trump, I believe that would probably be the ticket. I believe that would be the ticket. It should be the ticket. I don't think anything's going to happen to JFK or Trump. I believe they can try to assassinate or poison him like they did Dr.
And by the way, it's RFK. I'm just like you. I keep saying JFK. It's RFK.
Yeah, RFK. But I just don't see it happening. Any kind of session is an attempt on your life or anyone else's, because I'm covering you in the blood of Jesus. I'm covering all those in the blood of Jesus. But here's what I'll say to everyone that's listening now. Those that are in the deep state, listen to me. You have a chance to change your destiny. And all you have to do is pull out, pray, repent, and God will hear you. He'll hear you. But if you're going to try to go along with this and hurt these innocent babies and people that are trying to live right, then I don't know what to tell you. There's 153 days till November 4th. People that are listening now, we can pray, but let's add fasting to it. Why don't we all do a 24-hour fast? Listen, November 4th to November 5th, okay, 24 hours. It's actually the day of daylight savings time. We do a 24-hour fast for God to intervene on the 2024 elections. That's all I've got, brother.
I totally agree with you, and I appreciate your call, sir. Thank you so much. Let's go to Jeremy in Missouri. You're on the air.
Hello. How you doing, Alex? Good to hear. I just want a quick plug. Turmeric toothpaste. It was great. I bought some for my family and myself, and it's definitely great. I also had the blue toothpaste as well. And I
Yeah, too bad it's sold out. We only had money for a limited run, but more turmeric toothpaste is coming in very soon. We have the great tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste, a limited run, and we have the activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste, limited run, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the plug. Go ahead.
No problem. Yeah, and then for my points on what your question was, I agree with the other caller, RFK, and Trump would be a great ticket to be president. The problem with some of this is DeSantis, he is a Bush-Cheney Republican. He also had the red in Desdemir, even though Trump did lock us down. And he did, you know, he's supporting the shot still after all this time, which is crazy. After all this came out, DeSantis still had the remdesivir, which is killing people as well. So nobody's hands are clean in this. So that is a problem there. I think Trump deserves to be back in the White House again. He won in 2020, like we all know. He knows how it is. He's seen the evidence of the treason that the Obama administration and all those guys committed against him. He's seen the evidence. So he needs to come
No, you're right. There's no doubt that Trump is the leader, according to the polls, common sense, reality. He should be the next president. But then RFK can literally take over the Democratic Party, and that's why they're so scared of him. So imagine imagine getting someone in there that is not a complete pedophile psychopath. I mean, because the Democratic Party is literally like an out-of-control bull in a china cabinet, Chi-Com pedo demon.
Exactly. I like Kennedy. I do. I truly like everything he said. I like whenever he was on your guys' shows, you know, speaking about his mind. And he's speaking the truth. He is. The problem is that he's running as a Democrat. And they will never let him win, no matter what. Just like you said, they're not going to let him win. It doesn't matter if he has the most votes.
But if he and Trump make a giant deal out of it now, it'll put political pressure on them to change the caucus rules and the rest of it. What they've done is outrageous. They've changed the rules where the committee delegates, Democrat delegates choose who wins. They disregard popular vote. That is a huge scandal. That is election fraud on its face. We need to make a huge issue out of it now. Thank you, Jeremy. All right, Deb and others, you're straight ahead. Stay with us. Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. BrainForce Plus is great. BrainForce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
The most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
I want you all to know something. Alex Jones was right.
Alex is right about far more than he's wrong.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
I don't care how you slice it, dice it, flip it up, or rub it down. Alex Jones was right.
Think about how frustrated we are if you've been awake for a year or two. Imagine being like an Alex Jones or those guys who've been awake for like decades.
Alex Jones called this years ago.
Alex Jones never bought the Russia hoax, not for a second. You are one of the great thinkers of this.
You are a martyr to the First Amendment.
The government fears Alex Jones.
That's why the globalists hate me, is because I'm exposing their corporate worldwide tyranny.
I want to thank all of you over the years who have supported InfoWars financially and with word of mouth and prayer. All the success that we've had together against the globalists and the fact that we're not caught flat-footed during their major takeover is because of you. Humanity has a real fighting chance. I just want to thank you all for buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, like books and films and supplements and water filtration, air filtration, so much more. But for those of you that want to actually give us a straight donation so we get almost 100% of the money to fund our operation during this critical time, go to InfoWarsStore.com, and right at the top, you'll see a link to make a straight donation. A one-time donation of $5, $10, $50, or a recurring donation you can cancel anytime. I want to thank all you that have donated. I want to encourage those of you out there that want to support freedom to take action now and be part of the global awakening, the new renaissance that's countering the Great Reset, by going to InfoWarsStore.com and clicking on the donate button and giving today. Thank you so much for your support. Please take action.
Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult. Period. Case closed. Out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest-grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We're going right back to your phone calls here on the Alex Jones Show, but I want to get to this clip. Disgraced former FBI director who lied to Congress dozens of times saying he was not leaking information to the press, and it was false information about President Trump and others, went on with Raggedy Ann, the former press secretary, Jen Psaki, and said, well, we can't let Trump get in. He'll use the FBI in a weaponized fashion against us like we did against him. No, it's not weaponized when you actually committed the crimes that you accused all of us of. No Russia collusion. And the documents have come out. The FBI was sure they'd find something Trump did. But, of course, they didn't. And so now they've just filed more fake indictments. It's absolutely insane. But they've got their little ace in the hole. It's Big Mike's husband. Biden's 2024 Hail Mary named Barack Obama as his running mate. Of course, the 22nd Amendment says you can't do that, but since when does the Constitution matter? Now they're talking about Obama, who really is in his third term right now, wanting a fourth term to get around the 22nd Amendment with his puppet, Joe Biden. But here is the Comey clip.
You said that Trump poses a near existential threat to the rule of law. And this is something similar language that I hear privately from national security officials, some people you and I both know who will say this privately about what a second term could mean. But tell me a little bit about the specifics of what he could try to do. What do you mean by that?
Well, think about what 4 years of a retribution presidency might look like. He could order the investigation and prosecution of individuals who he sees as enemies. I'm sure I'm on the enemies list. Because the president constitutionally does oversee the executive branch entirely, which includes the Department of Justice, prosecutors and investigators. And so he could commission direct that individuals be pursued. He could also direct all kinds of other conduct that people would maybe take to court to try to stop. But who enforces court orders? Mm-hmm. Mostly the United States Marshals Service, which is in part of the executive branch and reports to the president. And so President Trump could say, I don't care what the Supreme Court says or these district judges say. I'm telling the Marshals Service, don't enforce the court order. And so our Constitution really does give a rogue president, which is what this would be, tremendous power to destroy. And so that's why I'm trying to warn people. Given the way he said he intends to operate if he's reelected, this will be something we could never have imagined. Again, it seems like science fiction in a way, but it's what another 4 years of Donald Trump really promises, which is why people criticize CNN for their town hall. I want the American people to stare at the threat that we're facing and understand that they cannot take the next election off.
So he talks about a rogue president. They were the rogue bureaucracy that attacked the president in their own documents because he was popular and committed all these crimes and did, they've done everything they claim he hypothetically may do. No, he said, we have a deep state that's out of control. We got to remove him. He said, I'll fire every U.S. attorney when I get in. That's what Obama did. It's what Clinton did. It's their right to do it. But they put their criminals in. Trump's going to put loyal people in and hopefully just move forward and block the deep state and relaunch our energy, control our borders, get crime under control, shut down the out of control leftist activities of the federal government. And then the country will be just fine. Stop this war in Ukraine. But the left is never going to give up, ladies and gentlemen. And everything they claim Trump is going to do, that's what they do. I've experienced the persecution. My crew has experienced the persecution. It's ongoing. They haven't gone away. They've gotten more desperate, more hysterical, more flailing. And now they don't know what to do. And they think Big Mike's going to save them or Obama's going to save them. They're all just puppets. They're nobodies. Obama's not cool like he was 15 years ago with trendies. He's a joke. Big Mike is a joke. Biden's a joke. You're all jokes. Gavin Newsom's a joke. Hillary Clinton's a joke. Dianne Feinstein's a joke. Chuckie Schumer's a joke. King Charles is a joke. Everyone hates you. We're sick of you. Go away. You want us to eat bugs? You're cutting off our energy? You want us to be poor? Everybody's figuring out you're a bunch of jerks. And there's Comey saying everything he did to America, Trump's going to do. Total projection. Deb in Boston, thanks for holding her on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex. Awesome to have you back.
Thank you.
I went to see RFK in Boston, and I really had, no expectations. You know, it was $5 to get in for the cheap seats. I was blown away. I was absolutely in awe of him. Obviously, Boston is loaded with liberal people. I met a couple of women who were just kind of classic rich white liberals. And we kind of commiserated, about being politically homeless. And, I told them I was more right-leaning and that I had voted for Trump. We were all just blown away by the speech. Obviously, I know about JFK and RFK getting murdered, but to hear him tell the story and all of the details, it was unbelievably emotional.
It's like a Hollywood movie. Here's this statesman, super smart, done such great work, so well-spoken, the main true environmentalist, and his dad and uncle get murdered by the deep state, and now he's getting ready to take them down. I mean, you can't write a Hollywood script like this.
Yeah, and it's very clear. He's not doing this selfishly. If anything, nobody's more brave than him. I'm with these two women, and we all were just, oh, my God, they're going to try to kill him.
Well, what you're looking at is what's almost extinct, a real man putting his life on the line and doing the right thing. That's there's something really inspiring about that, isn't there?
Yeah, it was amazing. So, the other thing I keep thinking about, being in Boston, honestly, most of my friends over the years have been liberal, and obviously things have changed. But, you know, we used to drink wine and debate and laugh and whatever. You know, I keep thinking about how to reach those people. It's personal for me. I've lost friends. And, you know, we all can look at them and we realize how brainwashed they are. And, like, the very, very first thing, all the headlines about RFK are, you know, anti-vaxxer RFK. But I've been thinking psychologically, if you compliment people, it's a way to kind of tap into their soul a little bit. And instead of spending all our time, you know, these people, you know, they're so stupid. Why don't we really think about and repeat often all the things that liberals have been right about, like the weapons of mass destruction, the Patriot Act, you know, the military-industrial complex.
No, that's a smart thing. Like, used to, Democrats were against the police state, and used to, Democrats were against the surveillance state, and used to, the Democrats were against all the wars. Since when did you turn into foaming-at-the-mouth demons? And, you know, that's something that that Matt Taibbi's pointed out. That's something that Glenn Greenwald's pointed out. And it's absolutely true. The Democrats have always had their issues, so have Republicans. But the Democratic Party today is just a corporate sponge that does whatever the most ruthless corporations tell them to do. Thank you, Deb. Great points. Thanks for the call. All right. We're going to come back and see what's going on with this RFK Jr., Elon Musk live feed. Well, we're listening to the start of it. I'll have the crew record it for anything good that RFK has to say. The last one got like 50 million views with DeSantis. So we'll see how this does. We'll cover some of that. Drew Hernandez has got a huge breaking story and incredible information dealing with pedo month or pride month, which it's really turned into, and some things that Jordan Peterson has said that I totally agree with, that, hey, regular gay folks out there who aren't pedophiles, because I know most of you probably aren't pedophiles, right? Most heterosexuals aren't, are being scapegoated and set up for this whole globalist movement. And Peterson's explained that. I've been saying that a lot. And more people need to come out and explain that just because you're not against gay people doesn't mean you support pedophilia. And you better get on the right side now, because your silence makes you complicit in it. So that's coming up next hour. X3 finally came back in a few months ago. Limited run. It's close to selling out. 48 hours to get Tri-Iodine, experience it at 25% off. In 48 hours, you'll go back to regular price. It'll sell out in a few weeks. Still, X2 is way off from getting in. It's so hard to manufacture. X3 is incredible. Does so much for your whole body, so much for every cell in your body, so much for your immune system. 2 billion people, the UN admits, Lancet Journal, have cognitive disabilities from lack of iodine. Most iodine's bound. You don't absorb it. You absorb this iodine. Get it today. Do yourself a favor. Keep us on air. But you really need to have this product. X3, InfoWarsStore.com. TurboForce back in stock. Ultimate Fish Oil, all discounted. The sale ends in 48 hours on TurboForce, BrainForce, so much more. Stay with us. Sold out for more than a year, we now have back in stock a limited run of our extremely popular tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste full of essential oils, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Another great product sold out for almost a year is our activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste as well. These are both incredible for your gums, polish your teeth, amazing to counter gingivitis, and they fund the InfoWar. There are no fillers in these products. These are fluoride-free, next-level toothpaste. 10,000 of each tube, limited run, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the operation, plus these are incredible products you need. So the Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening and the Activated Charcoal Essential Oil Toothpaste are now both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support, but regardless, these are great products you need. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for both these great toothpaste back in stock.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They've got quadrillions in stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they can control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
My good buddy Craig Jones on, one of the top grapplers in the world. I guess some folks tried to rob one of his top students, who's the world champ, and got torn up pretty bad here in Austin. This just broke. It's on InfoWars.com. I just read it during the break. I'm going to call Craig here in a minute and try to get him in studio with us. He lives right down the street. So I think this happened right down the street. Man, I think he tried to carjack the wrong vehicle or whatever. So that didn't go too well. So let's go ahead and go back to your phone calls. Bob in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Yeah, I just want to say about identifying the true enemy. The NWO is just a shell company. The true enemy is the people that have all the temples and worship Lucifer, the Masonics, and the Satan worshippers. They infiltrated every aspect of our life, our governments, every aspect, our schools. And what they're doing is Luciferian rituals and lifetime. Until we're willing to admit the true problem, we have people in office who swear allegiance to Lucifer. When they put a hand on a Bible, it's blasphemy. It's blasphemy. We're supposed
well,
to
listen, you're right. You're right. With the Masons, it's been complex since Egypt. There was the dark schools and the light schools, the mystery schools. And then, of course, Solomon continued on. And our president, George Washington, was a Christian, but wrote letters saying the Masonic system had been taken over by Satanists out of Europe. And yes, most Masonic temples now at the higher degrees pledge allegiance to Lucifer. That is the big secret. That is true.
Yes, that is true. And wouldn't it be like our true demon, right? If they worship Lucifer, to tell everyone, hey, watch out for those, watch out for Lucifer worshipers. And that's what I believe George Washington was. That's what I believe every Mason is at a high level.
Oh, wow. So you think George Washington was bad?
Correct. Yes, sir. Yes, 100%. He has that royal blood inside him. He was serving them the whole time. We have to come to the truth, to the realization. But we have to focus on what's before us right now. They unleashed genocide, everybody. Never forget that. They killed everybody. They took the cold and the flu and weaponized it against us. They caused terror and chaos. Fauci and Trump have to stand trial for what they did. He cannot become president. That's disgusting. Your boy Craig Jones got injured by that vaccine from that guy Trump, and yet we're still promoting him. He's the king that dumped poison in the well, and we're going, let's bring him back. Are we this sick? Are we this weak? Everybody wake up. I love you. Let's say
no. I mean, I hear you. I mean, I hear what you're saying. That's why we have open phones. So what do you think of RFK Jr.?
Unfortunately, I think they're all part of it. I think it's all, in my personal opinion, I think that his father was part of the fake space. Eli's part of the fake space. They're at the point where we're waking up. There's a vibration being sent out. We're starting to realize we're on solid ground, four pillars, unlimited resources. This is a living organism we live on that grows. It grows with us. It's eternal. It's God's creation. It cannot stop. Do not listen to these liars. Do not be deceived.
Well, it is true that oil wells refill almost everywhere, and they don't know how it does it. All right, I appreciate your call. Look. I know there's this view that everything's controlled. I know I'm not controlled. And I know a lot of people that are powerful and in positions of power that are not controlled. They don't know what to do against the system. They're looking for leadership. And so, yeah, a lot of stuff's controlled, but you got to judge a tree by its fruits. And I don't think RFK Jr. is bad, or his father or his uncle were bad. The deep state killed him. They were going up against the deep. They weren't perfect either, by the way. But, I mean, they were not going along with the power structure, and they got killed. So, you know, these globalists are not all powerful. They understand psychology. They have a lot of money. It's our weakness that makes them strong. And as we get stronger, they get weaker. That's what I'm trying to say here is there's not just evil in the universe. Man, there's good, too. I'm a regular guy that literally started out on Access TV 29 years ago and has reached billions of people because of you. us working together. And I'm for real. I've made mistakes. I'm not perfect. I get better as the years go on. But, man, I know there's a lot of good in the world. Woo! All right. We'll try to connect with this Elon Musk RFK Jr. audio. It's supposedly already started. We'll see if we can get that going. And then we'll get the great Drew Hernandez on with some big breaking news and more of your calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
All I want is your word of mouth and to tell people to tune into the show and to share the clips. And you're doing it, and it's having a bigger effect than ever. And please keep us on air while still getting great products. I mean, you really need to get our full-spectrum CBD oil, still good for your joints and bones and your neurological systems. You really need to get our Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil. You really need Turbo Force Sour Clean Energy. Everybody needs X3, the tri-iodine. It'll take everything in your body to the next level. Most people have iodine deficiencies. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get X3. It doesn't just fund the operation. These are game-changing products. These are amazing products. InfoWarsStore.com, also back in stock. The essential oil-infused charcoal, activated charcoal toothpaste is over-the-top excellent. Also, finally back in stock, limited shipment, we have the ultimate tooth whitening toothpaste, the coral calcium toothpaste, infused essential oils, back in stock. Some toothpaste back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please take action now.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Elon Musk and RFK Jr. have not started their transmission yet. We'll cut to it once they do. Drew Hernandez has got some amazing new video at one of these pedo events we're going to be showing you right now. Let's go to Steve in Alaska. Thanks for calling. Thanks for holding, Steve.
Roger that. Hey, yeah, as far as Musk goes, Musk is a globalist, period. No matter what he says, he still hasn't restored you guys to Twitter. Sorry. He hasn't restored Mike Adams from Natural News to Twitter. His actions speak louder than words, in my opinion. No, that's why I said opinion. As far as Kennedy goes, Kennedy, I like him. Personally, I wouldn't vote for him at this point. His comments before that are anti-Second Amendment would foreshadow me voting for him unless he was the only viable candidate. And as far as it goes, Trump, as much as I do not particularly like Trump, Trump is a businessman, and right now our government needs to be ran like a business that is tanking. And if we don't have a businessman in there that knows what he's doing, we are going to tank even further, because politics is one thing, business is another. And I've got one other quick prediction for you. You know, everybody's talking about the energy grid going to get bombed, right? We had that ammonium nitrate fertilizer disappear, quite a bit of it. If you look back at the Oklahoma City bombing and you really delve into it, if that would have been ammonium nitrate, you would have had undetonated chunks that would have been about the size of softballs. So it was not ammonium nitrate. That was the directional blast. It was probably C4. But I would guarantee you it was not ammonium nitrate. That comes from the guy who makes his own fireworks.
So, no, I understand. We had General Parton on. We covered it all. We know what Oklahoma City was, an inside job. I hear you. Great points. Thank you, Steve. They're getting ready to go live with this Elon Musk Spaces event with RFK Jr. Let's go ahead. There's music playing right now. Let's go ahead and go to this for a few minutes. We'll let this roll in the background. I know. I love the crew to death. I've had three crew members jump my ear and tell me it's just music. I know it's just music, guys. I like it. I want to listen to it. I want to hear it. Kind of like this, like elevator chic. What would you guys call this music? Kind of like modern elevator? Take the brain chip. 5G's loving and good. Fluoride's good in your water. And the shot makes you feel good. I'm Elon Musk. And I love robots and self-driving cars. Getting serious here. We'll kind of fade that down in the background a little bit. As soon as they come up live, we'll go to it. They kind of messed up at first with DeSantis, so I have a sneaking suspicion they're testing it out behind the scenes because they all dial in remotely. Let's go ahead and go to Jeffrey in Colorado. You're on the air.
Alex, how you doing, man? A great, beautiful day. And look, it's the structure, design, spiritual. You can't see it. It's nothing. You don't even know it's there. And this is the problem. They've corrupted the heavens, okay? And they're all involved with it. They've all been involved with it. And you need to stop.
No, I hear you.
Well, if you type in June 5th, 2017, air traffic control, he gave the beast system everything they wanted, weapons that you don't even know about. You see, it's all structured design, but people are not understanding because it's a spiritual war, and they're not seeking the right truth. It all comes down to the truth.
And what is the truth, Jeffrey?
Well, what do you want it to be? We can't bow to man like some people are, and they're being exposed by doing that. They're having to advertise more, I notice.
All right, I appreciate your call. I'm not following you. Maybe it's just me today, but I don't understand what you're talking about, but I appreciate your call. Ron in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
All right, so Trump was the best president in our lifetime. I think we can agree on that. He had 2020 stolen from him. He deserves another term. He never said the COVID jab should be mandatory, and he's too proud to admit that he got duped by Fauci. Okay, that's Trump. DeSantis wouldn't even be governor without Trump's endorsement. He needs to wait his turn. And the only good thing RFK Jr. can do is disrupt the Democrat primary. There's a video of RFK Jr. saying, if you're a climate denier, you belong in jail with three hots and a cot. There's no way anyone sane can vote for that guy.
Well, he's now come out and said the whole environmental movement is run by globalists to enslave us. But I do want to see that video. What's your Twitter account?
Well, I'll send you a link to it.
Hold on. I want to see the clip. So why would you not want to plug your Twitter account on air?
Because it's my Twitter is my name. I'll tell it to your operator.
Okay.
Look,
it's okay. Hold on. Just don't hang up. Put him on hold for a minute.
All right.
Guys, search engine. RFK Jr. says climate deniers deserve three hots and a cot. I want to see if that's true. Because I've been following him for a long time, and if he did say that, I have serious misgivings, and he needs to distance himself from that or explain what he meant by that. But like a caller earlier said, Trump went to Epstein Island. No, he didn't. That's all fake news. There is no proof of that. I've investigated it, okay? If I found out it's true, I'll go crazy, and I'll go after Trump. It's not true. So if we're going to make claims here, I want the proof. And I'm not saying he didn't say it. I'm not saying the last guy hang up. He's still there. Which caller is he? Oh, yeah, Ron in Texas. Okay, Ron, sorry to put you on hold. I just want to get through that. Go ahead.
Well, so if Trump had been to Epstein Island, that would have already been published. We all know that.
Well, I'm not saying you're a liar. That's pretty shocking. When did RFK Jr. say this?
I don't know. There's a video on my Twitter feed of him saying climate deniers.
But you won't tell us your Twitter feed. I don't understand.
Yeah,
you have a public Twitter feed that's your name, but you don't want it on air.
It's my first and last name. That's my Twitter handle.
I think I'm starting to go insane here. Okay, so you're public on Twitter, but you don't want to be Twitter. You don't want to be public here on air.
Okay.
Okay, just put him on hold. We'll play this game. Put him on hold and find out his Twitter handle, and then we'll put that on screen. I don't understand. It's like being half pregnant. That doesn't matter. Sorry. Just maybe I'm the one that's stupid here. Explain to me what you're talking about, Ron. Did I take a hit of acid before I did the show today? I didn't take a hit of acid, but I kind of feel like I'm on acid right now. I really do. We'll go back to Ron in a minute. Let's go to Alex in Indiana. Alex in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
I just really, really quick, I just want to say thank you for encouraging me and my wife. We had great careers, and we were under medical tyranny and left to start our own businesses to be free and homeschool our two kids.
Beautiful, brother.
Amazing. The awakening is amazingly strong. I just want to talk about the single most highest potency potential event in the United States, which would be the thoughts combined of Elon Musk, RFK, Joe Rogan, and Alex Jones. Why not episode 1986? Hit up your boy, Joe Rogan. Make it happen. I just want to say that Elon Musk, if you follow him on Twitter and watch what he's always posting things that you talk about, very important things, and he'll just put an exclamation mark or say concerning on there, and he doesn't get into detail, and that's kind of telling. Because he doesn't want to kind of out himself as maybe potentially, you know, on the fringe of controversial or conspiratory. The things that he's posting are spot on, man.
Well, absolutely. That's why I don't trust Elon, but when he does good things, I'm going to support it. People need to understand the difference.
And about Trump, man, I don't want to say he's out of gas, or that people are left expecting and never satiated, but I do work for a lot of liberal-minded people, and the hate of just the generic left, the hate is so great, and they're never going to come back. They're never going to support him. That's why I think...
And then they'll support anything, including pedophilia, fentanyl, open borders, World War III, if they think it's anti-Trump. Yeah, it's absolutely crazy what they were able to do. Thank you for the call. Now, I want to go ahead and play a couple of these videos, and then Drew Hernandez will come in and respond. Great investigative journalist. He has an amazing T-shirt on today, by the way. But a gay vice Tempe mayor was also praising the city of Tempe's perfect equality rating score with the HRC. We'll explain what HRC scores are. It's like an ESG. That's the 2023 Corporate Equity Index criteria. So let's go ahead and play two videos that Drew Hernandez has up on his Twitter. And this is the stuff that's going on with Pride Month, Pride Year, Pride World. They've added the LGBTQP for pedophilia and now the S for Satanism. And I was watching, of all things, flipping the channels. I was up early this morning. CNN. They say CNN's changing. Oh, yeah. And they were just endorsing. Well, of course, here's the great trans woman that's now a man, and she loves Satan. And she's like, well, of course we said, you know, Satan's going to kill the homophobes. What's wrong with that? And CNN's like, well, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And then I was this morning getting a cup of coffee real quick before I went live on TV on the internet here, and I flipped to the channels and saw the same woman that thinks she's a dude on another channel saying the same thing. So they're openly going, it's just Satanism, big deal. So it's a complete mainlining. Here's a few of these clips, and then we'll also show you some of the clips that at Boston's family-friendly trans resistance march. It's people being bullwhipped naked in front of children, though we're not going to show you the naked parts, but this was put on the news. So men tied down, being whipped on the backs, wearing no underwear in front of children. I mean, again, Gillette ran ads, remember these, a bunch of other people did, where it's like, hey, male masculinity is toxic. And if you see a man talking to a woman at the mall, tell him knock it off. Or if you see guys looking at women, that's rape. And it's like a guy goes, hey, lady, would you like to get a cup of coffee? The guy goes, whoa, you don't talk to women. So see, men talking to women is rape. The women are like, get out of my way. Men suck because that's heterosexual. That creates families. That creates children. But if you're a convicted pedophile that wants to shake your pecker in a kid's face, well, you're God. And by the way, folks, we've got the video that our TV stations take us off the air and we show it, shot 4 years ago in Austin, where it shows men with glitter on their penises and children sitting on their laps. No underwear. I mean, again, they're trying to pass laws. They can have their drag queen shows all day. Nobody's banning those. It's children at them in sexually explicit events. The Supreme Court just said, hey, it's okay. So that's where we are. So here's a few of these clips, and we'll go right to Drew Hernandez here on this Live Monday broadcast with more details.
And also, the city of Tempe has gotten a perfect equity rating score from HRC for the last 10 years. Perfect! 100%! We don't just talk the talk, we walk the walk. And it's proven every single year when we get that 100% award.
And they got one.
And they got one. 40 years in the making, and they want to challenge the next generation to be leaders and to step up and get involved.
And also, you know, it is going well beyond just the June month, right? We're going really celebrating Pride all year.
Yes.
So showing that we can celebrate Pride any time of the year. As you see right now, as the parade continues, we have the West Hollywood LA Leather Community. That's what you're taking a look at here. They're founded here in West Los Angeles and West Hollywood. Representing this entire region. They put on a show. They showed up. I'm just saying.
They showed up.
They showed up.
For sure.
They got the mask. They got the left.
I have to ask. I'm obligated to ask. How many of you are actually registered to vote? Are you registered? And no shame if you're not. No shame and you're not, because it's not too late to register for the next election and turn the tide of all of the hate, the anti-gay nonsense in the State House, the anti-gay nonsense in the Senate, the anti-gay nonsense in Florida, in the United States. It's insane. It's insane. Over 500 laws have been introduced across the country. Today, the anti-drag bill in Tennessee was voted unconstitutional by an appeals court. So that's pretty incredible.
All right, I can't watch any more of this. We'll get to more later, but imagine everybody knows if you're in a park and a creepy dude dressed like a woman comes over and starts shaking their butt at your kid, you call the police. But not here. Women take their children to literally be part of a freak show, and then that becomes the national culture of America, which makes the whole world hate America, which is part of the plan. That's why the big corporations fund it. The Spaces event with RFK Jr. has begun with Elon Musk. I want to play a few minutes of this live. We'll go to Drew Hernandez, but I promised to do it, but they started it late. Here's a few minutes, then we'll go to Drew Hernandez.
There are people who are making decisions who are not necessarily elected officials at the public expense out, and so many Americans today feel like the promise of democracy has been a bait and switch, and that we're no longer living in a democratic system where we are actually the sovereign of our own destinies, the sovereign, the deciders of our own fate, that people over whom we control, that moneyed interests, that large corporations have taken over this kind of merger of state and corporate power. That's happened in Washington, D.C. and the state capitals has not only turned our regulatory agencies into predators against the American people, they're supposed to be our protectors, but also that all the decision-making, the real decision-making, has been taken from the American public, and that, you know, you see so many people. I'm in rural Pennsylvania today, and I'm surrounded by people who feel despair about our country, who are disillusioned, who are struggling with poverty for reasons that they don't understand, but they feel like they no longer are the masters of their own destiny. And I think a lot of that is because it's true. Our government has become an instrument of corporate power, and it is not telling, and because of that, it has to lie to us. You know, it can't afford to be transparent, because if it actually told us what it was up to and why it was making certain decisions, people wouldn't put up with it. So everything has to be cloaked in fear and deception. And I think, you know, Americans, even though they don't understand it, they understand that something very, very...
All right, this is fascinating. This is powerful. I promise you, Owen is going to be playing large excerpts of this. It's live now. We are recording it. The War Room's coming up. Also, in the fourth hour, our guest hosts understand that I bump people sometimes. Guys, I know this is being recorded. I want excerpts. This is powerful. I may take 15 minutes of Salente's time. He understands that to air some of this. But regardless, the whole thing's linked on Infowars.com. Drew Hernandez, great to have you on with us. You're on all the time. You're such a dynamic researcher and talk show host. Pedo month has begun. Satan month has begun. Pride month has begun. Where I don't hate individuals and I'm not hating them or judging them myself. We know this lifestyle being forced on people is part of depopulation and destruction, to kill, steal, and destroy. And we know that we can't, the system's not going to let us even live in harmony with this. This is a system meant to take over our children and take us over. And so that's why we have to then just reject the whole thing. I don't think anybody can deny now that that's what's happening. But now that pedo month, we're now 5 months into sex month, pervert month, just whatever you want to call it, as the new religion of the decadent, mindless left leading their children into destruction. Tell us what you just witnessed in Tempe, Arizona.
Yeah, so a couple nights ago, Tempe, Arizona, downtown Tempe was promoting their very first Pride party, and they promoted it all over Instagram and on Big Tech as all ages. So I decided to go down there, and of course, you already played a couple of the clips of the vice mayor coming out and praising their score that they get, you know, to show that they're good citizens of the New World Order and they're okay with all this LGBTQ nonsense and they're super woke and they obviously love black people. So, you know, it's that's like the corporate system top down of that. Right. When you have these woke mayors that just simply want to praise themselves that they're not racist and not homophobic.
And again, explain, these are the ESGs, the global scores on your social, environmental, everything. Here it is right here. The corporate equality index criteria.
That's exactly what it is. It's essentially an ESG score where these unelected individuals get to score businesses, cities, elected mayors, individuals, whether they're essentially woke enough or not. And you literally get a number score. It's like commie China where, okay, you're this amount great to the LGBTQ. You're this amount great to the lesbians or the gays or you name it, to black people. You're not this racist. So you get this high score. And by the way, I think Target or Bud Light score has recently just like plummeted because of everything that's taken place. They're just losing all over the place. But this is kind of the.
Well, that's right. For those who don't know, all the death threats and attacks are by the pedo cult, mad at Bud Light, mad at Target because they pulled back from total destruction.
So here's the deal though, Alex. Here's the deal, okay? So these scores, right? They get their scores bumped up. They get their scores bumped up if they're a good citizen of the New World Order and they're okay with homosexuality and pushing all this degeneracy, right? So what does that really mean, right? Like, what does that really mean to these people? So I think this was a perfect case study for me because I was there watching the drag queen come up. You played that. Watching these degenerates come up on stage in front of children. There's all kinds of children and infants. I'm talking infants, Alex. Not even children. I'm talking infants, babies. All right. Little babies carried by mothers.
With weird freakazoids coming up like demons and shaking their butts and genitals at them.
Well, it's even worse. Okay. So this LGBTQ rapper named Real X-Man that, all over his Instagram holds the belief that homosexuals are divine human beings. It always gets theological, doesn't it? Because it's satanic and it's Luciferian. I want people to see this. I don't know if you want to play it now when we come back from the break. I want them to see it in full because this individual right here gets on stage and the lyrics, all right, are literally rapping about two things in front of infants like that, rapping about gay sodomy, all right, anal sex with another man, the sex acts. But not only about that, the song is about switching a straight man into a homosexual by committing gay sex on him right in front of infants, right in front of children, just minutes after the mayor comes out and praises her score from the unelected individuals for being a good citizen of the New World Order. So my question is, and I think the answer to my question is, what does that mean? What does a good score mean to these people? It's degeneracy like this, all right? It's
well, a good score means setting your son up to have his penis cut off or your daughter to have her breast cut off. We know what it means. It's a satanic hell cult. Let's come back in with the demon rapper as the intro music straight ahead with Drew Hernandez. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Stay with us. Sold out for more than a year, we now have back in stock a limited run of our extremely popular tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste full of essential oils. Back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Another great product, sold out for almost a year, is our activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste as well. These are both incredible for your gums, polish your teeth, amazing to counter gingivitis, and they fund the InfoWar. There are no fillers in these products. These are fluoride-free, Next Level Toothpaste. 10,000 of each tube, limited run, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the operation, plus these are incredible products you need. So the Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening and the Activated Charcoal Essential Oil Toothpaste are now both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support, but regardless, these are great products you need. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for both these great toothpastes back in stock. Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest-grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular ever happened. They've got quadrillions in stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they could control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
This is their big move. So, yeah, you say, why doesn't Biden address the disasters in the United States? He doesn't care. That's not his job. He's not the president of the United States. He's a puppet operating for the globalists.
Appetites of the autocrat cannot be appeased. They must be opposed.
And that's who he
works with. Autocrats only understand one word. No. No, no.
Exactly. And that's why we say no to your vaccines.
No, you will not take my country.
We say no to you shutting down our businesses. We say no to you taking our firearms. We say no to you censoring our free speech. We say no to you selling us out to the World Health Organization. We say no to you getting us into World War III. You're right. We stand against autocrats like you, Joe Biden, and we say no. And we say no to your war.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Let's go, let them know who we do this for. For the girls, for the gays, for the fellas in the queens getting paid, for the rock stars going both ways. We like girl on girl all day. For the them, for the bays, for the girls in the trade. I can tell you when I swing my way. Come on, baby, let me put you up on game.
All right, so when you're going to get rid of fire ants or some other species, you'll introduce sterilized males into the population so that the animals don't produce anymore. They've had other systems as well. This is all I told you about it in Endgame. I told you about it 20-something years ago. A plan for depopulation. And it's government corporate-sponsored sexualization of children, force-fed to everyone. And if you look, these are all a bunch of lost losers. Except for their children, who are captives, being brought and literally put into this whole predator lifestyle. Because that's all they can get to recruit. They don't have children. So it's a well-known fact that a large portion of the children CPS from good families for almost no reason. in liberal jurisdictions are given to homosexual families. So they hunt us. And they take our children because they're the enlightened ones. They deserve to do it. Just like in Germany for decades, they took children from Christians and gave them to convicted pedophiles. So that's what this is. You know, Jordan Peterson comes out and says that gays are being scapegoated and set up by the transgender pedo cult and that they should speak out. Well, there are gays against groomers and there are groups doing that, and that's good. But the point is that this is all a corporate agenda, and the majority of people that are involved in this know that they'll be supported by the power structure and get a good ESG if they do this. I just want to ask, what comes after acceptance of this? Because remember, it's not just raping children. Now it's cutting their genitals off. So Drew Hernandez joins us to talk more about this, but here's the Jordan Peterson clip.
First of all, the best thing to do with kids with body dysmorphia was to just leave them the hell alone till they were 18. And the reason for that was, well, first of all, the first reason was that about 80% of them ended up gay. And so part of the reason they were bodily dysmorphic when they were very young is because they were homosexual. And there was some tension between their emerging sexual proclivity and their biological reality, at least in contrast to what was normative. 80% of them would grow up to be gay. So, and that's not that surprising really, is it? That hyper-feminine little boys who are that way by temperament are going to grow up to be homosexual. And on the other side, the female front, that the hyper-masculine girls are going to be grow up butchy and more likely to be attracted to girls. I don't think that's a real surprise to anybody. But the fact that it's 80% is quite the statistic. And what that means is that 80% of the kids who are being transformed surgically are gay. And so if there's a genocide, so to speak, and there isn't, but if there's a case of mass abuse of the gay community, the most egregious examples of that mass abuse is occurring at the hands of the trans activists.
But that's the whole point. They don't want to just not have you reproduce. They want to kill you. So this, again, legitimizes the fact that there's chemicals in the water making boys more feminine. That's in the studies. In most of these houses, there's not men in the house. So the boys grow up only associating with feminine energy. And so it's artificially creating this. That's a fact. That's what happens in the major rat studies. There's not dominant males in the rat colony, the mouse colony. The males then become, quote, gay. They become homosexual, and then the colony collapses. They all die. So this has been studied in mammals. It's been studied in ancient times. The Bible says if you accept this, your civilization will collapse. At every point in history, when a civilization collapses, they adopt this. So I don't hate the individuals, you know, who are adults doing things. I say it's wrong and destructive, but I do hate the outcome of it. I know you're a pastor and more fiery on me than this, Drew, but I think that, you know, I want people to realize this is a destructive globalist plan they're pushing. They know exactly what they're doing. And instead of giving them what they want, that, oh, I hate you. I don't hate these people. I do hate the ones that are going after kids, but I really do hate their ignorance of what they're part of. And so what do you say to all that?
I would say, Alex, the Bible's clear, man, that open rebuke is better than concealed love. And I think speaking the truth in love is essential now more than ever because of what we're witnessing all around us with the mutilization of children. They want to hijack children. They want to sexualize children. There's a reason why they're targeting children. Yes, it's to hijack the next generation, but they need an entire obedient population that grows up desensitized to all of these things. Because right now, yes, we're living in a reprobate society, but there's still an amount of the population that is disgusted when I report on an incident like this. So you can kind of take the temperature when these reports go out. People get triggered for the right reasons. Okay, not triggered like leftists, but yes, this should really piss you off. That's a good thing in society. That's why we need to change this stuff. But I'll say this. Christ said this, and he made it very clear when the disciples asked him, what's the end of the world going to be like in Matthew chapter 24? What are we going to see? And Christ made it clear, Alex, that lawlessness would abound and the love of many would grow cold. What that means is people will be totally numb, absolutely numb, a level of depravity and void of morality that you and I can't even comprehend, a great delusion that will fall upon all of mankind where, yes, we will call good evil and evil good, but on a level where there will be such a minority of people speaking out against it, it will just seem normal to rape children out in the open. Right now it looks bad, but stuff is about to get worse. But I'll say this as well, Alex, is we're dealing with Satan here. All right, we're dealing with the ancient serpent from the beginning in the Garden of Eden. All right, this individual is advanced. This individual was in the presence of God when his heart elevated up against God and got cast down to the earth and brought a third of the angels with him. This is what we're dealing with, very advanced individuals with agendas.
We're not dealing with a lightweight.
That know just exactly where they're going. So I'll say this. This is the total end game for everybody, all right? It's the end of humanity. It's the end of all civilization. It's to take over with satanic tyranny, included with pedophilia, this homosexual, you can call it like this corporate nationalism, fascism. That's what we're experiencing right now, right? All of this is to get people to buy into it, think that they're on the right side, think that it's the good thing to do. Oh, I'll raise my ESG score. I'm a good person. I don't want to speak out of it. I'm going to be a conservative and make sure that I'm not judging people. What I'm saying is this. The end game, Alex, is for people to believe the lie, die, and go to hell. I know that sounds very cliche, but that's what this is.
Well, I mean, it's definitely get your soul. That's this, because we're eternal beings. Most people don't know that. They want to, but I mean, what you said is true. Think of the cult level of Tempe, Arizona with an ESG score saying we bring kids to pedo events so we get the highest UN score. We're under a UN corporate score. I mean, how dangerous is that alone? What a cult.
Who elected these people? Nobody. Nobody elects the UN. Nobody elects the EU. Nobody elects the World Economic Forum. Nobody elects any of these individuals. Nobody elects the Dr. Fauci's of the world. Nobody. Oh, and then they say, oh, we want to have our drag shows to ourselves, right? We just want to, you know, live our own lives and, you know, commit our acts of sex behind closed doors. But, that sure went 0 to 1,000 real quick, didn't it? Because you have these individuals, I just reported on this drag queen standing on stage calling to take over the Arizona Senate and the U.S. Congress. And I'm supposed to sit here and believe that this is not just some kind of agenda to destroy and dismantle God's design? God created marriage, Alex. None of us are perfect.
Well, look at the target. Let me look at the target advertisement. It said, "This join our cult of death." It shows an adult skeleton giving a baby skeleton the fire of pedoville, saying, "We will take over your children." I mean, that's what they say. They go to city council meetings and say, "We're going to get your children." I've got hundreds of clips of it.
Alex, this is biological order that we're dealing with here, that God has instituted. None of us, no human being can tamper with that. Only those that want to play God, right? Like Noah Harari, all these Satanists and globalists that want to change DNA with mRNA. They want to chop kids' genitals up. They want to rearrange what marriage is supposed to look like. Oh, a man could get pregnant. A woman that identifies as a man can get pregnant. So a man could get pregnant. This is all the perversion of God's blessing design handed over to humanity. That's why you're seeing this dismantled, disgusting, perverse attack on all of these blessed things that God has given us.
Well, exactly. Imagine if the government was cutting whales' penises off. You'd say it was horrible. But if it's humans they're cutting off, it's loving. It's genocide.
All I want is your word of mouth and to tell people to tune into the show and to share the clips. And you're doing it. It's having a bigger effect than ever. And please keep us on air while still getting great products. I mean, you really need to get our full spectrum CBD oil. Still good for your joints and bones and your neurological systems. You really need to get our ultimate krill oil, ultimate fish oil. You really need Turbo Force Sour Clean Energy. Everybody needs X3, the tri-iodine. It'll take everything in your body to the next level. Most people have iodine deficiencies. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get X3. It doesn't just fund the operation. These are game-changing products. These are amazing products. InfoWarsStore.com, also back in stock. The essential oil-infused charcoal, activated charcoal toothpaste is over-the-top excellent. Also, finally back in stock, limited shipment. We have the ultimate tooth whitening toothpaste, the coral calcium toothpaste, infused essential oils back in stock. The toothpaste back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please take action now.
Every time I talk to you, you're either like on the border exposing the cartels and like coming under fire, or you're on the streets of some American city hanging out with drug addicts and criminals. And now you've gone to ground zero of a massive chemical spill. Are you addicted to the danger, Savannah? Have you ever considered that for a second?
No, I'm addicted to helping my fellow Americans. I'm addicted to spreading the truth. And again, I have InfoWars to thank for that. Looking back on the day, I was able to ask President Donald Trump two questions. I was so grateful because, I truly was classically trained under Alex Jones and under the InfoWars team. And I really do credit that as to why I'm able to, get these types of clips, because Alex's whole mentality was, go where the story is, go where the mainstream media refuses to. So it's not that I'm addicted to the insanity. I'm just addicted to telling the truth and helping the American people. And I really do credit Alex for, really instilling that within me early on in my career.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is Adam King of The Adam King Show, joined by the one and only Greg Reese of The Reese Report. We wanted to hop on and send everybody to InfoWarsStore.com. Click this QR code right above Greg Reese. Buy yourself a Faraday cage, Super Male Vitality, or what Greg has. Greg, what do you got there?
If you really want to treat yourself to something nice, get yourself an Alexa Pure water filter and get clean, healthy water whenever you want it, wherever you want it. Even if the water pressure goes out, the gravity-fed water filter has got you covered.
Absolutely. And we couldn't do any of this without listener support. I was telling Greg earlier, we're like the real NPR, of the based right. So click that QR code right there on your screen right now. Take out your phone. Click that QR code. It'll take you directly to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy something. Support the InfoWar. Keep Alex Jones, Lauren Schwoyer, Harrison Smith, Greg Reese, Adam King, and the rest of us on air. Do it today. Do it now. Support the InfoWar.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Of the horror of all over the United States, convicted pedophiles carrying out drag queen pedo time with footage we can't even show you on our TV affiliates that will turn us off. But children are subjected to this, the horrible surgeries by the tens of thousands, the big hospitals gearing up to sterilize and castrate millions of children, the cutting of the forearms and thighs off to build giant artificial penises. They don't just cut off a little flesh to create a little psychotic fake penis, but big giant foot-long things that rot and fall off to make it more hellish, more evil, more insane. Huge fake vaginas that literally always become infected and are just nightmare scenarios for these children. That's why most of them commit suicide. This is hellraiser, pit of hell. At least Jeffrey Dahmer, paralyzed and then killed his victims. At least Charlie Manson, when he killed Sharon Tate and cut the baby out, had the decency to strangle her with her intestines. These people make Charlie Manson look like a choir boy. But it's all like, oh, we're going to cut your forearms off and your thighs out. And then the new Hellraiser has a transgender pinhead that rips people's thighs and arms out and creates fake penises. I mean, they're just telling you, we are demons. We're going to rip the flesh off you. We're going to build artificial penises. We're going to create maggot. Folks, it's so insane. I can't even believe it's happening, but it's all out in the open, all being done to our children. Totally satanic. Drew Hernandez, they're just getting started. And notice the sacrament of the ESG. What is it? Target's lost $15 billion or whatever it is. Anheuser-Busch, $12 billion. And the market share, and then more pile on. North Face, Maybelline, all of them just pile. Oh, we want to be part of it too. We want to promote sexualization of children because it's bigger than the ESGs where they'll get unlimited funding in the future. They worship their God, and this is their coming out, and their target is our children, Drew.
This is their cult. And when you take a look at cults, they have theology, they have their leaders. It's not one, it's multiple. They have their beliefs, they have their doctrines, they have their do's and their don'ts. And I've been arguing for the past few years that this woke cult, they claim that Jesus is oppressive, they claim that Christianity is oppressive, they claim that a world that we live in where there's law and order and a set of rules that's meant to keep us safe and restrain us from committing
acts. We're going to free you. We're going to cut your uterus and breast off, and we're going to chop your thighs off and create a giant, stinking, rotting, fake penis that falls off. I mean, again, I told this story last week. I stepped in a telephone pole that they moved in the middle of the desert when I came back to the road by the lodge in a 3-foot hole, blew my Achilles. Didn't get surgery. They could have stapled it. Would have been off of it 5 weeks. I waited 9 years. I've been to local doctors. They said it's inoperable. You know, we can't do it. I went to other more advanced surgeons. They said 80% chance it works, but we got to put a cadaver tendon in you, and you can't walk on it for 7 weeks, blah, 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 or it'll totally fail. But you waited too long. So they're telling me to make a leg work they probably can't do. And I need this leg, okay? I waited too long. But literally a fake penis. Folks, I've seen the surgical videos. It makes you want to throw up. They cut giant blobs of flesh out of the thighs. They cut the forearms off to the bones. And these women walk around with huge gouged out arms. Most of them before were into self-harm. And then they create these big, giant, fake penises with a plastic tube going into your bladder. And then you have this big, rotting, stinking thing that doesn't even work and has nothing but pain. I mean, that is Hellraiser. And I made the joke a month ago, it's Hellraiser. And the crew goes, you didn't know there's a Hellraiser where it's a transgender that cuts women's up and cuts men's penises off? In the movie, it does the surgeries and rips the flesh off the thighs and forearms. It's literally Hellraiser. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you're right. It's Satan. It's Lucifer. I mean, if you really think about it, it's a pathetic excuse. You know what I mean? Like, you hear these
individuals. Oh, it's so liberal. We're going to cut your forearms off and give you a big rotting penis that doesn't work. I can barely get doctors to line me up to fix this because I waited too long because they don't want to do it unless it's going to work. And then they'll literally, that they got doctors that will do this. I mean, what the hell? I can barely get doctors to fix my leg, and I haven't done it yet, because they're telling the truth that it may not work. What about this?
No, get in the back of the line, Alex. Get in the back of the line. You're white. You're not a transsexual. Get in the back of the line so the little kids can get in the front of the line so we can chop their penises up. You can't get your leg fixed, Alex. You can't get that leg fixed. Only if you were to go in and say, let's chop up my penis and maybe we'll fix
it. But I want to explain, these are separate doctors. I'm not even complaining. They're being honest that it may not work, so they don't want to do it. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. This is what I was saying. These people want to be God, so they play God, right? But it's a pathetic excuse.
But it's
right?
Guaranteed it's not a real penis. It's guaranteed it doesn't have any feeling but pain. It's guaranteed it's not a real vagina on men that have their penises cut off, but a big gaping rotting hole. In most cases, people commit suicide because of it, because you literally now have a big bleeding fake hole in you or a big fake giant penis. And because the psycho doctors want to cut more off the thighs and arms. I've seen the videos. Every one of the videos I've seen is like a foot long giant rotting thing. I mean, just imagine again, 80% chance they can fix my leg. Okay. But they want me to sign a thing that it may not work. Imagine they're building something they know doesn't work. It's like the South Park episode 10 years ago where the guy wants to be a dolphin and they give him this big fake dolphin thing. He's in total pain and can barely walk. That's what we're talking about. It's fraud. You're not a dolphin. It's not a penis. It's not a vagina. It doesn't work.
You are very transphobic, Alex Jones. I can't believe you just said that. I'm totally kidding. But no, but they make money too, Alex. They make money. These doctors know what's up. Not only they're like pedophiles wanting to touch little kids' genitals, they get a high out of it. They get to see a little girl's vagina. They get to see a little boy's penis without parental consent now. But at the same time, these people are making money. They're making tens of thousands of dollars and they
know how much money... Well, yeah, the real sickness is like Hellraiser, they're telling you they get to cut it up.
Yes, they get to cut it up, they get to see it, they get to play with it, they probably take it home because they're sick, twisted pedophiles at the same time, but also, they become forever patients. These people know, yes, they're test dummies, they're guinea pigs, this generation of kids that are buying into this stuff, they are the lab rats of this generation, but at the same time, these pedo mad scientist doctors, freak doctors, they know that, but they're still making money.
Well, that's it. They've set the precedent for human-animal clones, cross-human species, three-parent children, all of it's now been officially announced, children being born that aren't even human. It's just getting us used to horror. It's just getting us used to pure horror.
Alex, they get pleasure. They get money. It's a win-win for these pedophile doctors, right? Because they love children. They love seeing them. It's just so sick and twisted. This is not healthcare. Isn't it sick how they call it healthcare? It's not healthcare.
We've got to get these kids care. We've got to cut their penis off and then give them a big rotting hole. And I'm sorry to talk like this, folks. If you watch the surgeries, we've shown 3D graphics of it. It's horrible enough. Whether it's brain surgery, heart surgery, any surgery you want, you can find it online. I have made myself watch 3 of the artificial penis surgeries and several of the fake vagina surgeries, and it looks like a freaking slaughterhouse. And the people say later, it's painful, it bleeds for decades, and I want a camping trip, I got maggots. And they're just like, that's your problem. It's because people aren't nice to you because you're trans, that people aren't praising you enough, and the beauty of the big giant rotting hole we put in you.
If someone for real has gender dysphoria, you know, I think that's a pretty serious thing. But I don't think the answer is to mutilate somebody's body and make it even worse. Ugh. Like, that's only going to make your mental illness flare up and go instantly out of control. Because if you already don't feel like you're not in the right body, when you go into a surgery like this and you get your body broken open and mutilated, and then a couple months down the line, your little neopenis burrito looks like Dan Aykroyd from the Coneheads. Remember, that's what those little neopenises look like, right? It falls off and it's sitting there smiling at you all green. That doesn't help your mental illness. Whose mental illness is that supposed to help? It's a lie. It's all a lie.
And by the way, they admit almost all of the fake penises fall off within 1 year. So again, doctors don't want to do my surgery because a 20% chance it'll fail because I waited too long, my fault. They're honest and say, well, you got to sign paperwork because it may fail. But they've got doctors that will literally build them a fake vagina that doesn't work, that isn't real. I mean, again, folks, they can't make hearts that work right artificially because it doesn't work. They're literally, I mean, it'd be one thing if they said, okay, we can give you a penis. And like robots did it, it grew one and it worked. I'd be like, well, okay, you want to do that. You know, you're 18, get your fake, you know, get a real penis. But it's not that, ladies. It's a Hellraiser rotting penis.
I mean. That's exactly, you know, Alex, it's like the abortion issue, right? People need to see this stuff. And I encourage, go look at an adult so-called trans surgery, okay? So you can see for yourself. And by the way, when the kids go and they try to seek this medically, the parents are totally ignorant. It's the same when like little girls try to go to get an abortion. Well, what are the side effects? What's going to happen to me?
And they go, be supportive. Don't listen to other sides. And it's the hospital that's making the money off of it that tells you, all right.
All across the board. Abortion, they do the same thing. They keep you in the dark ignorant. They do the same thing with these botched trans free surgeries.
Drew, hold on. I want to ask you what you think we should do. Then I got some excerpts of RFK with Elon and the great Gerald Celente takes over. But my Lord, I mean, it just give me a break, folks.
All I want is your word of mouth and to tell people to tune into the show and to share the clips. And you're doing it, and it's having a bigger effect than ever. And please keep us on air while still getting great products. I mean, you really need to get our full-spectrum CBD oil, so good for your joints and bones and your neurological systems. You really need to get our Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil. You really need Turbo Force Sour Clean Energy. Everybody needs X3, the tri-iodine. It'll take everything in your body to the next level. Most people have iodine deficiencies. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get X3. It doesn't just fund the operation. These are game-changing products. These are amazing products. InfoWarsStore.com, also back in stock. The essential oil-infused charcoal, activated charcoal toothpaste is over-the-top excellent. Also, finally back in stock, limited shipment, we have the ultimate tooth whitening toothpaste, the coral calcium toothpaste infused essential oils, back in stock. The toothpaste back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please take action now.
Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months. and it's TurboForce Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. TurboForce is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. BrainForce Plus is great. BrainForce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. TurboForce, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, folks, we got excerpts of RFK Jr. with Elon Musk coming up next segment, and then the great Gerald Celente takes over. I'm sorry to Connie and Sam, but if you give us your name and number, we'll call you back to go. First callers tomorrow when I take calls, so thank you for calling. Sorry we didn't get to everybody. Drew, I know you got to do your own show here. Tell us what else you think we can do to stop this out in the open, giant, corporate-funded, pedo, hellraiser invasion. So I want to repeat this. I was here 3 weeks ago before I went on vacation, and I said, it's like Hellraiser, where they rip off the forearms and the legs with Pinhead, because I saw that, you know, back in, like, high school, those movies that I thought were really particularly hellish, how it kind of really works from my own research of these devil worshippers, these Black Sabbaths. And I said, this is like a Hellraiser thing with the kids cutting their genitals off. And the crew goes, well, you didn't see the latest Hellraiser is a transgender and cuts men's penises off and turns them into women? You didn't see that? So literally what I was thinking it was, they are telling us it's that. So the hell of this. This is raising hell up to our level. How do we counter this? By praying to God, by seeking God's face, by repenting. But then offensively, how do we challenge this?
Well, I would say nationwide states, several different states within the union that actually care about children need to continue to take the action to ban all this stuff. It needs to be illegal.
They call them sanctuary cities. Sanctuary cities for breast, penises, testicles of children.
Yep. I mean, that's what California wants to be. That's what New York wants to be, coast to coast. But we need to protect children legislatively right now, because if we don't, these pedophiles are only going to continue to rise. And once you give the pedophiles gain, to give them the ability to gain ground, that's when they start to call for your children. They'll start calling CPS on you, where you will be the one as a parent. If you're not on board with this stuff, the child abuser and they, them won't, right? That's how this stuff works. So I think it needs to be banned immediately. Children that are at these events, even pride events, these pride events are not family friendly. They market all of them all ages. They market all of them
Because they just pulled it up. I didn't know the actual plot is that Hellraiser, Pinhead kidnaps people and turns them transgender. So I haven't seen. So that's officially the plot. That's the hero now, is forcibly cutting your genitals off. So for you, it's good news. Texas Governor Greg Abbott signs a bill banning medical transitioning of children. That's good news.
Yep, absolutely. And that energy needs to continue, like I said, nationwide. Because if it doesn't, listen, there is no containing evil. There is no tolerating evil and coexisting with it.
Look how, like, scared this little kid looks with this trans nut. I mean, look at this photo. These kids look scared. Have you seen the video of the woman saying, I don't let my baby touch me, it's abuse? And then she tells the baby, you can't touch me, it's not your right. These are some sickos, man.
They're disgusting and they're depraved. And if we don't have the ability to protect children and their innocence, I mean, we deserve to be judged. We deserve to be bombed. We deserve to lose everything. We deserve an EMP attack. We deserve to see the United States of America sink into the Atlantic or the Pacific Ocean. You want to know why? Because Jesus made this very clear, Alex, that if anyone causes one of these little ones to stumble that believe in me, let a millstone be tied around their neck and throw that individual into the middle of the ocean. All right? So if the United States of America really can't get its act together and stop murdering their babies and offering them to Moloch and Lucifer, all right, if we can't get our act together and stop mutilating the genitals of children, if we seriously cannot get our act together to ban something as simple as children at drag queen pedo time and drag events, we deserve it. We deserve it. We deserve to all die. And we deserve to be judged.
And Drew,
by
I agree
God.
With
we
you, but and you're the pastor, but you misquoted a little bit. Christ didn't just say, "I'm going to tie a millstone around your neck and drown your ass." He said, "It's better for you to do that than what's going to happen to you."
Absolutely, because the heart of God takes the innocence of children so seriously in the Old and the New Testament. I think individuals don't realize this. That's how you can kind of gauge. You can gauge where a society is, how it treats its children. And I'll tell you one thing. God is not going to – listen, the Bible's so clear on this kind of stuff, Alex. Whatever a man sows, that he shall reap. God will not be mocked. You think God is going to be mocked in the midst of all of this?
Now, I'm surprised God hasn't allowed us to be vaporized already.
Me too. I totally agree. But there is opportunity for repentance and revival. But at the same time, like I said, we deserve to be judged. We really do. This stuff is just not getting any better, and it's only getting worse. And until people identify and decide to protect children, maybe we'll see the tide turn. Nothing else.
Drew,
really
where
matters.
Do people find you? You got a lot of websites. What's the best site?
You guys can find me on Rumble. Follow me on Twitter at Drew H Live. Go to the link in my bio. You can find all my shows. Thank you guys for having me. I'll see you guys on the fourth hour on Thursday.
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth, the solution is laying right there in front of you, hidden in plain view. Please listen to me in the next 60 seconds. If you go to Wikipedia, it has links to the UN's own website where they admit the number one cause of cognitive disability in the world is iodine deficiency. The number one preventable cause of intellectual disability is lack of real pure iodine in the body as they bomb us with the bad halogens, bromine, bromide, chlorine, and so much more. Upwards of 2 billion people in a Lancet Medical Journal study in 2007 worldwide have cognitive disabilities because they don't have high-quality iodine. Most iodine is bound to other elements. You don't absorb it. We have X3, all three types of the good iodine together that supercharges your body. X3 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's being sold out for over 6 months for 25% off. X3, back in stock. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The mighty Gerald Celente is set to take over here in just a few minutes, but we're going to be playing on the War Room today, large excerpts and a few excerpts right now of RFK Jr., now the leader in many polls, dead heat in other polls, with the puppet pedo creature Joe Biden. So I think that RFK Jr. and Trump should have town halls about election integrity and the fact that Democrats have already rigged the caucuses in Iowa and New Hampshire, where there will be no caucuses. The Democrats have changed the rules, which they already did under Hillary, but officially now, to take the votes away via the Democrat delegates and just ignore the popular vote. So to me, this is the big deal right in front of us. And I really like RFK Jr. I really like Trump. Both of them have problems, but they're both real, authentic men, and the establishment hates them both. We'll get Gerald Celente's take on that in a moment. But first, InfoWars is still on the air. I told you when we declared bankruptcy 8 months ago that it was a Chapter 11, Subchapter 5, which means a reorganization. And people thought, oh, you're off the air, it's over. And I had no idea that when I did that, we'd see support go like this and almost shut us down. Now people have figured out, oh, they haven't gone away. I'm still getting my products I ordered. Yeah, it's a reorganization bankruptcy. It's not a liquidation. So we are going to get the bankruptcy approved. The judge has said it's all going well. The other side tried to say all this stuff that wasn't true and made up all these numbers. The court now knows that was all a fraud. And it's going forward. Free speech systems, InfoWars, continuing on. And if I'm basically willing to work for nothing, it'll go on forever, which, you know, that's how I am. So everything is going well except for you understanding that. We have great products you need. I know a lot of our best-selling products haven't been in stock. A lot of stuff's happened, but we're barely in the black right now, right on the edge of the red. I want to expand our operations. I want to send reporters to the border. I want to send reporters around. I want to do that. I got a bunch of people I want to hire right now. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, especially because X3 has been sold out for a long time. Try iodine. So amazing for your body, your immune system, every electrochemical activity in the body. Here's Wikipedia with the Lancet Medical Journal. 2 billion-plus people have cognitive disabilities from iodine deficiency. It's the number one reason people have sluggishness, infertility. The list goes on and on. Read about iodine deficiency for yourself and realize most iodine is bound to other elements, you know, absorb it. Not the triiodine we have. It is the best out there. But it's going to sell out soon. So Thursday evening at midnight, Tuesday evening at midnight, 2 days from now, we are going to end the sale on this. And then it'll take us a month or so to probably sell out of it at full price. It'll be months and months till more comes in. So if you want X3 discounted, now's the time. InfoWarsStore.com. Also, TurboForce, going to have to cut that sale off soon. Ultimate Krill Oil, going to have to cut that sale off in the next few days. Ultimate Fish Oil, we've got a little bit of that. That sale will continue. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. If you're not experienced X3 or what real iodine does for your body, get it today. Fund the broadcast. And I thank you for your support. We have Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock. We have the limited edition Alex Jones for President shirt and the Trump Political Prisoner shirt. When those are gone, they're gone. We'll have a new shirt coming up next month. InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you for your support. Here's a few minutes from right at the beginning of Elon Musk and RFK Jr. today. As soon as the interview's over, it's been going for over an hour. It will be posted at InfoWars.com, but here's some of it.
And that's the whole base of democracy, is that we allow people to talk. And one of the things, one of the things that prompted me to run for president is what you were talking about, is the end of transparency in our country, the government. There's so much going on now that is done secretively, that where the decision making is opaque, where there are people who are making decisions who are not necessarily elected officials, that the public is fenced out, and so many Americans today feel like the promise of democracy has been a bait and switch, and that we're no longer living in a democratic system where we are actually the sovereign of our own destinies, the sovereign, the deciders of our own fate. That people over whom we have no control, that moneyed interests, that large corporations have taken over this kind of merger of state and corporate power that's happened in Washington, D.C. and the state capitals, has not only turned our regulatory agencies into predators against the American people, they're supposed to be our protectors, but also that all the decision-making, the real decision-making, has been taken from the American public, and that, you see so many people. I'm in rural Pennsylvania today, and I'm surrounded by people who feel despair about our country, who are disillusioned, who are struggling with poverty for reasons that they don't understand, but they feel like they no longer are the masters of their own destiny. And I think a lot of that is because it's true. Our government has become an instrument of corporate power, and it is not telling. And because of that, it has to lie to us. You know, it can't afford to be transparent, because if it actually told us what it was up to and why it was making certain decisions, people wouldn't put up with it. So everything has to be cloaked in fear and deception. And I think, Americans, even though they don't understand it, they understand that something very, very wrong is happening to them.
Absolutely. The thing actually I find truly bizarre and very different from the past is that it's not just large corporations and government that are in collusion, which has actually been the case for a while. I think it was Eisenhower that warned us about the military-industrial complex, for example, and he's someone who really knew about it. But the thing that I find difficult to forgive is that the legacy or traditional media is also almost entirely, with some exceptions, working in lockstep with the government and with with corporate America, and they, it is the, really their obligation to question the government, not to go along with it and be their mouthpiece in the United States. This is insane.
Yeah, I mean, the function of the media traditionally is supposed, as the guardians of the First Amendment, they're supposed to speak truth to power. And instead, they've become propaganda vessels for the powerful, for, you know, the military-industrial complex, for the pharmaceutical companies, for other large corporations. And, you know, one of the mechanisms by which that media capture has taken place is by through advertising, and particularly in the pharmaceutical realm. In 1997, we changed the law in this country. We had always forbidden the use of the media to sell pharmaceutical products. There was no direct-to-consumer advertising of pharmaceutical products. It was against the law. FDA changed that law in 97, and it launched a tsunami of pharmaceutical dollars into the advertising space and gave the pharmaceutical companies control not only of the platform for advertising their products, but also control of content on nightly news. I had this weird meeting with Roger Ailes. Roger Ailes was the founder of Fox News, and I had this very strange relationship with him.
All right, folks, this is a very powerful ongoing interview. This is from the start, an hour and 15 minutes ago, on the War Room today. Owen's going to have more of it. We'll be playing more of it tomorrow. Really important. He's in a dead heat or ahead of Joe Biden right now. This is so exciting, and I know that Gerald Celente, the top trends forecaster, has got a lot to say. Separately, I signed up to do this a year ago. I never really promoted it. And it's actually, though, there's a lot of people signing up for it. If you go to jonestrends.com, you get a discount on the Amazing Trends Journal. They have the hard copy. They have the digital copy. There's nothing more informative and hard-hitting than Gerald Celente's top trend forecasting, jonestrends.com, jonestrends.com, so that when you go sign up there, we get some of the support, but he is the head of the Trends Journal, trendsresearch.com, on Twitter at Gerald Celente. I appreciate him letting us scoop out some of his time that's so important and informative here to get to that RFK piece of information. But Gerald Celente from Kingston, New York, takes over right now. My friend, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, no, thank you for having me on, and thank you for all that you do as a real warrior for the Prince of Peace. You know, Alex, we go back, and it was in January when I was on with you talking about the top trends of 2023, and I had said that the best candidate for president would be RFK Jr. for president.
You did say that, and you wrote about it. How did you know that?
Well, I'm a trend forecaster, and I look at what the people are looking for, and the people are disgusted with the two-party system. Because it becomes one party when it becomes major issues. And when I mentioned what I had forecast, right away you said, I said, Alex, what do you think? And you said, I think that's a great idea. It'll bring them in from the left and to the right. And when you just, you know, I was listening to Kennedy's talk as well. And, you know, the first hour was a loser. Again, I only look at the current events forming future trends that people are interested in. And they talked about censorship. Okay, we got that audience already. We don't have to go on for an hour with that. But then when he got into immigration, then it became an issue. Let's go back to one of the things that brought Trump to the presidency. And as you well know, the Trends Journal, back in May of 2016, when every poll said Trump would lose, we said, no, he's going to win because he's playing the populist card. And that's one of the cards that RFK Jr. played today. He said, we have to stop this immigration. It's really hurting. And not only here, all over the world. We've been saying this again, the trend forecasts in your Trends Journal. And oh, by the way, we don't do a printed copy anymore because it's over 150 pages each week with no ads. So we keep it at the low price that it is, at $2.86 a week, because we have to print it. It'd be thousands of dollars a year, and you'd get it a year, you get it a week late. But going back to Kennedy, what he's saying is what brought Trump in. Number two, he's the only candidate out there that is coming out against the war and America's war machine. And Alex, we got to play that tape because you nailed it perfectly when I said what would be the best ticket for 2024.
Well, I mean, I remember you being on. I remember saying it was a great idea. Why not? I mean, we'll try to find the date. We could probably find it. But what was said exactly?
Well, you said it's the, and you went into details of why both of those candidates would be the best. Now, remember, this is in January. Kennedy doesn't officially announce it until April 19th. But you were right on the page with it. The people are tired of both parties. Look at this clown show that just went on with this guy, McCarthy. And the debt ceiling. What debt ceiling?
And I want you to get to that, but let's talk for a moment first about what is the power structure going to do? And I don't let you host, but this is riveting. I don't hear what you have to say, but here I am co-hosting now. What are they going to do when Kennedy gets 20 points to lead? Most polls, he's dead heat now. They're panicking. They're scared. He's exploding everywhere. Republicans love him. What are they going to do? And they killed his dad and killed his uncle. The guy's got some big cojones.
Oh, yeah. What are they going to do? Do you know he had what he said when he was 18 years old? Do you know what he did to that woman at 25 years old? Do you know that he did this and he did that? Do you know that this happened and that happened? They're going to do anything they can to bring him down and make it dirty. That's what they're going to do. But, you know, they're going to lose. You just heard Dorsey came out and said that he thinks Kennedy could win. Yeah, no kidding. Geraldo Rivera, oh, the anti-vax guy that made fun of everybody, didn't want to get the jab. Oh, he's saying now that he thinks Kennedy could win. People, again, the reason I'm able to do this is I look at the data, and I don't take a position on what I like, what I want, and what I hope for. And when you look at the polls, again, the polls come out. The people, they rate used car salesmen at a higher level than the politicians in Congress.
Yeah, Congress is at 9%, mainstream media is at 8%, and then Kennedy, well, that's the issue. Trump is a 69 in Rasmussen polls, way ahead of DeSantis, and Meatball, as he calls him, for no reason. I like DeSantis in some ways, but he has the Bush connection. I just want to end this nightmare, but how is Trump going to deal with Kennedy? Because here's my problem. We know they stole it from Bernie Sanders. I don't like Sanders, but they stole it from him, and they had the Democrat delegates just disregard the popular vote in Iowa, New Hampshire, and California, and they've now changed the rules, as you know, Gerald, to not even allow caucusing and not even allow a vote to show who's more popular in Iowa or New Hampshire. So what does Kennedy do to stop that? I say he has a town hall with Trump and points out election integrity and says not having caucusing in those key states is election fraud, and he gets out ahead of this now. What do you think?
Well, first of all, they didn't take out Bernie Sanders. They sold the little fat boy out. That's all they did. Listen, Bernie, stop running over here because we want to get Biden in, and we'll take care of you. You haven't worked a day in your life. We'll just keep giving you better jobs. So the little fat boy sold out. So what was your other part of the question? I'm sorry. I forgot.
No, I get it. He sold out and shut up when they did it. That won't work if Kennedy doesn't shut up.
Right. They're
but
not
they'll just
be
pump bullets
stop.
In his back like his dad when he was winning the primaries.
Oh, yeah. So going on to that, again, Kennedy came out, about 3 weeks ago and said the CIA killed his father, CIA killed his father and killed his uncle. He said that. There was no big backlash about it. How dare you say that about the CIA? Most people said, yeah, the CIA probably killed him, and they may try to kill you and me. Because how dare we not go along with the line? So let me tell you a quick story. As you know, we just had the Make America Healthy Again rally over here in Kingston, New York. And one of the speakers was Dennis Kucinich. Dennis Kucinich is RFK Jr.'s national campaign manager. Dennis Kucinich is the guy that announced before Kennedy, he brought him on April 19th, that he was running for president. So this is a guy right at the top of the RFK Jr. campaign. So I said to him, and we have a beautiful setting here. There's nothing, it's the Four Corners of Freedom, nothing like it. The guard behind a 1750s building. I said to Kucinich, you know, we'd love to get Kennedy up here in maybe September. And he said he's very concerned about being, if we could do it indoors, we'll do it. Because he's afraid of getting killed. He doesn't want to do it outdoors. They will do anything to stop him. And the reason is, Alex, you are a very religious man. You believe in the higher being. You don't ask a murderer why they murdered somebody. You don't ask a thief why they stole money. They're murderers and thieves. They're evil, demonic people. I'm listening to Kennedy's speech with a talk with Musk, and one of the people asked him about the Ukraine war. And he goes on to say, you know, I'm very friendly with Biden, this and that, but he supported every war. Only a sick person would support every war. And America, look at what we're doing as this country is rotting in front of our eyes. The little clown boy, a little draft dodger, a little arrogant draft dodger, Biden, just sent $300 million more of our money to go keep flooding the killing fields. The people have had enough of this. They're going to do everything they can to stop Kennedy. The only way I see they will stop Kennedy is if they kill him.
Absolutely, and that's how they stopped the last two. Wow, I'm going to shut up now. I meant for you to be hosting here, but you're on fire, Gerald. In fact, let's set you up. You can do it sometime the next week during, you know, this is the main show, but, you know, what I'm hosting, so we can talk about this, because this is a big, big deal. I think they're going to try to kill Trump and Kennedy. I think they're going to stage power outages. I think they're going to stage race riots. I think the gloves are off. I don't think the deep state's going to give up, and they're losing right now. So I look for a big double down, but top trends forecaster take over, and I'll just watch.
Yeah, thank you. And Alex, right. Alex Jones is 100% right. They are going to do something to get the people's mind off this. The Russians just hacked our banking system. Don't worry, plantation workers of Slavelandia. We're going to give you your money back. We got this thing we call a CBDC. How about FU, you know what? Oh, yeah. We got a digital currency now. We're getting rid of that dirty dollar. You don't want that dirty dollar, because every time you pick up the dollar, don't forget to sanitize your hands, because you can get COVID from it. They're going to make up anything they can to get the people's mind off what in the world is really going on. Again, Kennedy talked about immigration being one of the major issues. He's right on target with that. Because what they're not talking about, again, that little slime ball, arrogant boy, an arrogant, murderous boy, Bill Clinton. Yep. The guy that sent all our jobs to Mexico with NAFTA. The guy bombs away over Baghdad. Every time he got caught with his pants down, the Bill Clinton that deregulated the pharmaceutical industry and allowed them to put their ads on TV, yeah, that Bill Clinton. This is the Kennedy that is against all of this, what's happened before. And he's taking us on a new path. Kennedy, in his talk with Musk, talked about the pharmaceutical ads on TV. You watch these things, and what do they do? Oh, take this, and you'll get rid of that, and you'll get rid of this, and you'll get rid of that. But here are the side effects as the guys, you know, doing a jump rope, dancing, how this thing's going to kill you in 50 different ways. That's the Bill Clinton that gave us that. And that's what the Kennedy is trying to stop. Natural healing. America becoming the country it used to be. And stopping the immigration. Because the more immigrants that come in, the lower the wages go for the people. And going back to Bill Clinton, he gave them the H-1B visas to bring in the free tech help when you didn't want to pay Americans their full share of money. So the plantation workers of Slavelandia, they just want to keep us like that. And they'll do anything to stop us. And he talked about censorship. Again, a little bit too much, but the people that tune in for InfoWars, not enough. Because censorship is where it's going, and that's why you have to support InfoWars. Because they're doing everything they can to support you. By giving you levels of truth and information, that's very hard to find anywhere else.
Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. BrainForce Plus is great. BrainForce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I'm going to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support. Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth, and they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest-grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock. Sold out for more than a year. We now have back in stock a limited run of our extremely popular tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste full of essential oils back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Another great product sold out for almost a year is our activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste as well. These are both incredible for your gums, polish your teeth, amazing to counter gingivitis, and they fund the InfoWar. There are no fillers in these products. These are fluoride-free, next-level toothpaste. 10,000 of each tube, limited run, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the operation, plus these are incredible products you need. So the Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening and the Activated Charcoal Essential Oil Toothpaste are now both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support, but regardless, these are great products you need. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for both these great toothpaste back in stock.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Hey, great being on with Alex Jones and InfoWars. You see that picture over there in the front of the Trends Journal? Yep, that's me and Daniela Cambone, C-A-M-B-O-N-E. They just posted it Sunday, a nice interview that they did. She's with Stansberry Research. So go to Cambone Stansberry Research and please watch that interview, because it shows you the other side of me. And I did some cooking, made an espresso. I grind the beans by hand, because when you put them in a blender, it burns the beans. That's why you get that bitter taste. I put a little anisette in there just to give me a nice little morning high. I don't use that sugar. But anyway, it's a great interview. Cambone, Daniela Cambone, C-A-M-B-O-N-E with Stansberry Research. And again, it shows you the beautiful place I have over here with all the plants. And I have over 225 plants in my office that I take care of. I like beauty around me. I have art. And, you know, we were talking about, you know, the loss of freedom and censorship. I have a wonderful girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, but we're still great friends, Marie-Pierre. And Marie-Pierre's brother, Francois, was the left shoulder of the security guards of Jacques Chirac and Mitterrand in France. And my close combat teacher, John Perkins, used to go to Palais Élysée and work out with these guys. So, June 3rd was Marie-Pierre's birthday, and I called her up to wish her a happy birthday, always a day late. And she was going on. Marie-Pierre and a dear friend of mine who passed away, Kenny Young. Kenny Young wrote the song, "Under the Boardwalk, Down by the Sea, on a blanket with my babies, where I'll be, under the boardwalk." Kenny Young, Marie-Pierre put on an environmental concert at the Yankee Stadium back in the 80s with a whole bunch of top people for an environmental movement. So, I mean, it's just to show you where they're from, you know, and talking about plastics and all the stuff that's poisoning us. And anyway, she was saying to me yesterday what a dictatorial country France has become. There's no freedom at all. The people are protesting. And I said, yeah. I said, I just read where they arrested five people. That little Cazzon Macron, that little guy with the fake hair, the Rothschilds boy. Yeah, worked with the Rothschilds. Yeah, that became president. That said, we're raising your pension age. Yeah, we don't want to give you any more money because we're sending more to the war. We're building up our military. That guy. They gave Macron the finger when he came to their town, and they got fined 15,000 euros and subjected to a year in jail. And we're bringing freedom and democracy to all those countries that the United States invaded, right, and France. So she was talking about the loss of freedom. And again, the first hour of Kennedy with Musk was all about censorship. But not about censorship. It's more about the loss of freedom. Another woman in France got fined 12,000 euros for writing in Facebook that slime is going to be on TV again, Macron. You're not allowed to call a piece of slime a slime. He's your president. You bow down and take it. Could you imagine this? Could you imagine what's going on? And again, this is why you need to support InfoWars. You know, every day I go on InfoWars to see what, you know, stories they're running that aren't appearing on the mainstream news. Once upon a time, Drudge Report used to do this. It's dead. I see the same stupid crap like for 4 days in a row, you know. Did Mickey Mouse really have sex with Donald Duck, you know? Anyway, it's gone. Freedom of speech is gone. Freedom of great information is gone. And InfoWars is giving it to you. When we're giving it to you with the Trends Journal. Again, no magazine like it, nothing. If you could show me anything like it, let me know. Because we're giving you the only magazine in the world that tells you the current events forming future trends, geopolitics, economics, trends analysis, trend forecast. I just went to the Talkers Convention down at Hofstra University this past Friday. It was a great show. And Mike Harrison, the guy that puts it on, Talkers Magazine, brilliant man, did a great video too, a song, Idiots, that are most of the people. And they did a great job. You know, I'm very honored that he invited me and took one of the workers with us over here, a young fellow that's learning a lot. And it was wonderful. These are the top talker hosts on the major media. And not one word about trends. Not one word about trends. Not one. Talkers don't talk about trends. Nobody talks about trends. Go to Harvard, go to Princeton, go to Yale. You have a trend forecasting class? Nope. How come? Well, you can get a degree in history. Okay, what happened in 1492? In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Yeah, but what about the current events forming future trends? No. What happened in 1793? There's a test.
I'll get a degree in history.
How about what's going on and what it means and what's next? Nope. Not allowed to talk about it. How come? Well, basically, we don't know what to do. We're prostitutes. We're media whores. All we do is put out what our corporate pimps and our government whoremasters tell us what to do. So we're not looking ahead. We're not analyzing what's going on. I want to show you how Kennedy is being snuffed out by the media, and the ones they want to promote, they promote. This is from the toilet paper record, the New York Times. You could pay $4 a day for it and get nothing. DeSantis rallies in Iowa, hoping it slingshots him past Trump in 2024 race. DeSantis, wading in the debt ceiling fight, puts pressure on Trump. DeSantis takes poke at Trump, but cautiously. Not one article in the whole week about RFK Jr. And when an article comes out about him, why, that anti-vax conspiracy theorist, misinformation, Kennedy. So I'm showing you what the media does. And very important, according to the latest poll, nearly 45% of the idiots and morons of America get their news. That's right, from TV news. Hey, did you see Fox's ratings going way down? No, it's sort of on InfoWars, yeah. They got rid of Tucker Carlson. How, again, whether you like Tucker Carlson, dislike him, not the issue. One person not repeating the exact line of 99.9999999% of the prostitutes, you're gone. Same thing with the presidential campaign. But here's the bottom line. It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men and women. Samuel Adams. The people tuned into InfoWars are that irate, tireless minority. And do more what you can to support InfoWars. Because the more that you do, the bigger they get, and the more the message comes out. And the people are ready for it. The time has come. It's up to you. Put your money where your mind, heart, and soul are. Because the products you buy don't only help InfoWars, they help you. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Sold out for more than a year, we now have back in stock a limited run of our extremely popular tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste full of essential oils, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Another great product sold out for almost a year is our activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste as well. These are both incredible for your gums, polish your teeth, amazing to counter gingivitis, and they fund the InfoWar. There are no fillers in these products. These are fluoride-free, next-level toothpaste,
10,000 of each tube, limited run, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the operation, plus these are incredible products you need. So the Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening and the Activated Charcoal Essential Oil Toothpaste are now both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support, but regardless, these are great products you need. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for both these great toothpaste back in stock. There is a war for the future happening right now. There is a war that will control my destiny, your destiny, our children's destinies. And that war is something that we can win, but it takes dedication. It takes commitment. That's why I ask listeners respectfully to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy great products that will enrich and empower your life while keeping us on air at the very same time. InfoWarsStore.com to get a signed or unsigned copy of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, Ultimate Bone Broth, Back and Stop, Nitric Boost, the amazing CBD oil we have that's the highest quality you're going to find anywhere at more than half off. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, some of the very best products. And a lot of you have never shopped at InfoWarsStore. You've been watching for years, you've been listening for years, but you've never taken the step to go to InfoWarsStore. These are great products that really work and are amazing. Plus, they keep us on air. So again, please take action. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
All I want is your word of mouth and to tell people to tune into the show and to share the clips. And you're doing it, and it's having a bigger effect than ever. And please keep us on air while still getting great products. I mean, you really need to get our full-spectrum CBD oil, still good for your joints and bones and your neurological systems. You really need to get our Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil. You really need Turbo Force Sour Clean Energy. Everybody needs X3, the tri-iodine. It'll take everything in your body to the next level. Most people have iodine deficiencies. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get X3. It doesn't just fund the operation. These are game-changing products. These are amazing products. InfoWarsStore.com. Also back in stock, the essential oil-infused charcoal, activated charcoal toothpaste is over-the-top excellent. Also, finally back in stock, limited shipment, we have the ultimate tooth whitening toothpaste, the coral calcium toothpaste, infused essential oils, back in stock, the toothpaste back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please take action now.
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth, the solution is laying right there in front of you, hidden in plain view. Please listen to me in the next 60 seconds. If you go to Wikipedia, it has links to the UN's own website where they admit the number one cause of cognitive disability in the world is iodine deficiency. The number one preventable cause of intellectual disability is lack of real pure iodine in the body as they bomb us with the bad halogens, bromine, bromide, chlorine, and so much more. Upwards of 2 billion people in a Lancet Medical Journal study in 2007 worldwide have cognitive disabilities because they don't have high-quality iodine. Most iodine is bound to other elements. You don't absorb it. We have X3, all three types of the good iodine together that supercharges your body. X3 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's being sold out for over 6 months for 25% off. X3, back in stock. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. You know, like Alex was just saying, you have all these great products, and the more products that you buy from InfoWars, the more they can do. And the more products you buy from InfoWars, the more they can do for you. And they have a great sales going on in their latest one. And there's only 2 days left of this, so you better jump on board while you can get it now. And it's their Survival Shield X3. And you can get 25% off. And again, this is the next evolution is activated nascent iodine. And they have this massive sale on the Survival Shield X3. And it's only for a limited time. So there's nothing like it. It's derived from ancient sea salts, you know, and so it's not still all that mercury, and it stabilizes, you know, an activated triiodine from it's off the charts, and just like Survival Shield X2, the Survival Shield X3 formula was manufactured in a state licensed facility. and they're bringing you powerful ingredients to bring you the most powerful and affordable nascent iodine formula around. So there's no better time to try out the new improved formula. Get Survival Shield X3 25% off. It's a 1 ounce bottle. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com and take this stuff and you'll see what the tri-iodine could do for you. So they're doing all they can to do for you. You do all that you can to do for them. Again, you know, we're putting our hearts and souls into this to change things. You know, some people don't want to do anything. And they say, oh, I can't do anything. You know, grow up. Grow up. You know, as I said, this is an epic interview that I did with Alex Jones when he had me on about the top trends of 2024. And you listen to what I said and what Alex said and what's going on now. And that's why you subscribe to the Trends Journal. We give you history before it happens. And Alex is right on the same page. So here's that interview. This is in January. Mid-January. Okay. You got that interview? All right.
Put on the ticket RFK Jr. for president and Judge Andrew Napolitano for vice president.
They could inject the anti-war, pro-peace, anti-nuclear war, anti-Armageddon ideas into the debates. They could force their way in and put that on the referendum in the next election or even sooner. They could hit the campaign trail now.
What do you think? Do you think that'd be a winning ticket?
I think it's an absolutely genius move, and I think they should do it now to stop nuclear war. And they would not be ignored. It would galvanize people. We could get huge anti-war demonstrations going again, and I think it would unify the left and right, and it's something we need to do right now.
So there you have it. Again, this is in January. So I had a major peace and freedom rally here on May 27th. The local newspapers, not one bit of coverage. Had thousands of people here. Thousands. Top speakers. Top. Dennis Kucinich. RFK Jr.'s national campaign manager. Congressman. Former congressman. Gary Noem. John Whitehead, Frank Morano, Craig Giardulla, one after another. And by the way, all races, creeds, and colors were here. That's right. All age groups. It was so heartwarming. Not one mention in the media. Nothing. Because they hate peace. You know why? Because they're pieces of crap. They're little gutless little boys and girls with big mouths that couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag. So what Alex just said was something along the lines, anti-war, pro-peace. I think they should do it now. Yep, that was in January. Anti-war, pro-peace. Why, how dare you speak about peace? I am one of the most hated men in Kingston, New York, in libtard land. Yep. They hate me because I'm for freedom and peace. That's right. One of my tenants closed down their business when I had the Peace and Freedom rally. They said it was a political rally. They call peace and freedom a political right. I didn't have any politicians. I had Judge Napolitano, Phil Giraldi, Gary Noem, Scott Ritter. No politicians. Anybody that wants to support the Ukraine war, great. Don't take my money to do it. As you've already taken about $130 billion so far of our dough, as our country goes down the toilet and the rotted, moronic infrastructure that we have. Send your own money. Oh, and put on your little costumes, your military drag, and go over there and fight. Or else shut your little mouth. Put your money where your mouth and heart are. Oh, no, we're libtards. We're little gutless boys and girls. We're little clowns. Kennedy is ripe for the times. He's got the name. He's got the passion. And he has the knowledge. Imagine for just a moment. Sit back, take a deep breath, and relax. Your uncle used to hang out in the White House as a little kid playing around. He was assassinated. Your father, on his way to becoming president, poof, assassinated. What kind of heart and soul would you have? What kind of person would you be? Would you be different than anybody else? He is a man for peace. So, moving forward on some other issues. On the economy. The job numbers are a twisted number. Yeah, they came in strong, but a lot of people left as well. The recession has already begun. Should they raise interest rates on June 14th, the economy is going to go down deeper. It takes time before high interest rates hit the marketplace, but they're already hitting. You're seeing what Target is reporting. You're seeing what Lowe's is reporting. You're seeing what Foot Locker is reporting. You see what the dollar stores are reporting, declining sales. Yeah, tourism is going up. People want to have a good time. But manufacturing is going down. It's going down in Europe. It's going down in the Americas. And manufacturing is your bottom line. So the higher interest rates go, the stronger the dollar gets. The stronger the dollar gets, the lower gold prices are going to go. For a time being. Because the higher the dollar gets, the deeper the economy is going to fall. And when the economy falls, gold prices go up. Then, before the election in 2024, they're going to lower interest rates. They do it all the time. Yep. When they lower interest rates, that's the beginning of the death of the dollar. The dollar is only strong because of high interest rates. Gold prices go up. And I also want to remind everybody, when you go to trendsjournal.com, you can get our t-shirt. Hey, politicians, who the F are you to tell me what to do? Got it? Trendsjournal.com. So there you got it. We are in a very negative time, but also in a positive time. And as Alex Jones mentioned very clearly, they will do everything they can to get our minds off RFK Jr. As I say, when all else fails, they take you to war. Or they may do it some other way. Which way will it be? Stay tuned to InfoWars and you'll see the way. Because InfoWars is the way to truth, freedom, life, liberty, and happiness. And happiness is a dirty word, by the way. Not allowed to say that anymore. We're politicians. So keep supporting InfoWars. Keep doing all you can to spread the word of America. Thank you.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They've got quadrillions of stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believed they could control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
There is a war for the future happening right now. There is a war that will control my destiny, your destiny, our children's destinies. And that war is something that we can win, but it takes dedication. It takes commitment. That's why I ask listeners respectfully to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy great products that will enrich and empower your life while keeping us on air at the very same time. InfoWarsStore.com to get a signed or unsigned copy of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, Ultimate Bone Broth, Back in Stock, Nitric Boost, the amazing CBD oil we have that's the highest quality you're going to find anywhere at more than half off. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, some of the very best products. And a lot of you have never shopped at InfoWarsStore. You've been watching for years, you've been listening for years, but you've never taken the step to go to InfoWarsStore. These are great products that really work and are amazing. Plus, they keep us on air. So again, please take action. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. And I thank you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.